Hello, and welcome to the Cubicorn Games Podcast. My name is Dustin Morabito. We're back with another show. Right to my left, Lorraine Ferriulo is here.
Hello.
Next over from her, Phil McGrath.
I'm the boy next door.
It's true. And finally, we also have Kyle McGrath.
I've been locked in the basement.
Oh. That's sad. Covered under the stairs.
Yep.
Like under the staircase, right?
With the cat.
Nah, I'm not allowed to have cats. Uncle Pork Face forbidden.
Not even good enough to be a spinster.
That's so sad.
Aww.
So we're back for another show. How you guys doing? How things been?
Pretty good.
Feel shrugging, subdued a little bit. Yeah.
I got some things on my mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kyle's had some. It's been a trying day.
It has been a day of misfortune.
The rest of us just ate like a buttload of Boston Markets. So we're all feeling a little way down right now.
Cold barbecue. Pulled chicken barbecue sandwich. It was amazing.
That's how words come out when your jowls are filled with Boston Market residue.
Gravy barbecue
chicken.
I like that this isn't even about just like talking about news and stuff we do. It's just, what'd you have for dinner today? Oh, yeah.
It's because we eat every single time before the podcast.
I'm not having a good day.
Oh, my God.
I'm a little bloated.
I really just need to talk about my feelings right now.
Well, Kyle needs to talk about his feelings.
Retaining water. Yep.
It's going to be one of those days. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we almost had another guest. Gabe didn't stick around. He was feeling kind of crappy, but he was going to be on the show. So,
again.
Gabe, hope you feel better.
Yeah.
Start to get prepped up for new video games.
You didn't grab Xenoblade.
Yeah, he didn't.
He'll be fine.
He's gonna borrow that.
He lives 2 minutes away.
Not really feeling it today.
Yep.
He really wasn't.
Mm-hmm. So how you guys doing? Who should I call on? Who wants to go first? Kyle, do you want to talk about?
No, go around. I'll go last.
Okay. Or no, right. Then she should go first then.
Oh, okay.
Dustin, go first. You always go last.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Come on. Step it up.
All right. So
I always go first.
I've been up to some things since our last show. I played a little more Destiny, which I'm sure Phil will talk a bunch about that, and I'll basically chime in with like the little that I've done in that game compared to his progress.
We've woken the hive.
Yep. But yeah, I'm at like level 9 now, and I just unlocked Venus. Is that the third thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Charged through the moon. There were no moon wizards. Well, there were moon wizards. That line of dialogue is not in there anymore, which is a real bummer.
Yes, yeah, they removed that.
I can't believe they took that out.
I think they even removed that after the alpha.
Was it from the alpha?
Yeah.
Because I knew it was like either alpha or beta that was in.
I don't think it was in the beta anymore.
It's so sad. They even made those t-shirts and stuff.
Did they make the t-shirts or did some guy on, you know?
I'm not positive. I thought that they did, but I can't confirm that for sure.
In my mind, it was Bungie.
Yeah, I feel like that they did do that. And then, like, I don't know. One of their writers just like, no, come on, guys. This
that
is serious business.
Is from the moon.
This story is filled with meaning and
light, darkness. And
yep, Tim Burton came out of the closet that he's writing the Destiny story in. Like,
Tim Burton's releasing a real movie soon that's not about Johnny Depp.
I was gonna say,
or
where's Johnny Depp?
That.
Wow.
That's impressive.
How long has it been?
Forever.
Yep. Does he have another big fish in him? Like another movie that's actually just generally pretty good?
This one's about a woman who makes art and then a man basically steals it from her and markets it as his own. So it's like
that's
kind
nice.
Of more interesting than anything Tim Burton's ever done.
That sounds a lot like Destiny.
Definitely.
When I think of Destiny, I think of female artists.
And art thieves.
Yeah.
Yep. Who spent, you know, 70-hour weeks trying to finish that game, probably.
That's about how much I put into it in a little more than a week. Anyway, good week.
But yeah, it's still a lot of fun. Basically everything I said the last time still applies. Like, it's still just a little, like, different and, like, slightly off from what you might expect from, like, the Halo games. But every time I get down on the ground and start shooting dudes, I'm having fun. So that's about as much as I would ask at this point. What else have I been up to? I started playing, that new Final Fantasy Rhythm game.
Yes.
The Beat Rhythm.
Oh, yeah.
Final
yeah.
Fantasy
it's
colon
rhythm.
The Curtain Call.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yeah, it's
so
pretty good.
I still need to get that.
It's officially replaced Hearthstone is the thing where I pick it up for
what you do in your
15 to 20 minutes at a time mm-hmm. and play it for that long and then just like close the 3DS and throw it on my bed or whatever.
3DSs are perfect for that.
Yeah, and that game is perfect for that because each song is, you know, like between like 3 and 6 minutes long. It's just like I'll play two or three of these and just chuck it and go do something else. But that's a lot of fun. It's the exact same game with more songs, basically. Mm-hmm. So if you like the first one, you'll like this because there's more of it.
There's so much.
And if you didn't, then you probably shouldn't buy this because there's nothing new functionally to offer, basically.
Nope. Yeah.
It unlocks stuff in a really weird way. Yeah. It's just kind of random.
It wasn't like the first game, because in the first game, you unlock stuff by playing songs at difficult levels.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you beat the boss of the song, you get a random get drop something off their loot table. And like to unlock characters, you needed 7 shards of a certain color. And
it's still kind of like that. But no, he's talking about like the game options. Like
well,
at the beginning, like you really can only select like playing a song.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then
like
you unlock
up
the options menu.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah. The first thing they unlock is they allow you to push the settings button. And when you do that, there's still nothing you can do in there because that stuff unlocks
stuff
later. But you can like click into it, and like, oh look, here's where I changed
right.
like the whatever.
The original wasn't like that. There really weren't many unlockable
but,
options in the first.
To be fair, you don't have to unlock difficulties in this one. They're literally like all the songs you have available. You can have beginner, expert, and ultimate. Like, they're all, that part's a lot better.
Mm-hmm. So how it starts is basically, like, you boot up the game, and you go in, and it's like, here, choose your party, and it just gives you a set of maybe 15 or 20 Final Fantasy characters.
At least one from all of the main numbered ones.
Yeah, and you pick 4 people to have your starting party as.
And you unlock those, you have those game songs. Like,
yeah,
you have, like,
so if you picked, like, characters from Final Fantasy 1, 2, 4, and 7,
you'd
those
have
are the songs
that
would start unlocked in the game.
And then you get to enough, I'm going to call it Orm because I don't know the proper term for it.
It's Rhythmia. Weird fake point currency.
Mm-hmm. Once you get enough, you just like basically unlock all the games.
Professor
and it's like,
fun
it's 1 through 14, and then like 10-2, 13-2, Lightning Returns, Crystal Chronicles.
Both of those are City games.
Yeah. Crisis Core.
You're not exactly
Salmon Advent
this
Children.
Right, yeah. All the songs.
Advent Children is all right for the music.
They also, one of the things that I unlocked that I didn't know was actually in there, that Wii game, Final Fantasy Fables, Chocobo's Dungeon.
I've heard of it.
There's songs from that game in there, and they're all like remixed versions of other songs. Like there's,
I'm sure it has.
There was
Mystic Quest.
Mystic Quest is there. There's two Mystic Quest songs.
Mm-hmm.
What a terrible game.
There was maybe, I feel like there's something else, another like random game I'm missing. Type Zero's in there. That, like, new one.
Right. That's not out here yet, right? Type O.
Didn't get released.
Yeah.
Are there any Chrono anything songs on
Final Fantasy? No, of course not. It's Final Fantasy.
All Final Fantasy all the time. Yeah, that would be great.
But there's, like, 10 to, like, 15-ish songs for each game. There's a lot more. So there used to just be, like, 4.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot more, and it's great. And all, I'm pretty sure all the songs, including maybe even the DLC songs from the last one, you get in there, and then there's more new DLC songs. And you can buy new characters, too.
So don't buy the old one.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, don't
this
buy
game
the old one now.
Yeah, exactly. Just, like, replaces the old one in a similar way to, like, how the Rock Band games got, where, like, you would acquire a new one, and even, like, you could redeem a code that would let you download, like, all the old songs in the new game. Like, this is the version of the rhythm that you will play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can take that other one and just, like, throw it in the trash or
nice.
Put it on the shelf or what
take
have
the
you.
The GameStop for $6.50.
Yep.
Probably less.
I love that, yeah.
Yeah, it's still a lot of fun. Like Lorraine said, it's
so
just kind
of
there's not
like
much depth to the gameplay stuff. They did add a new mode, the quest mode thing, which is kind of fun.
It's fun. I've been playing that a lot actually.
Yeah.
It's kind of replaces that like the game mode where you would go through like the songs for that certain game and then you'd be the end. But it also combines like I think the chaos notes, the thing you street pass because you street pass these chaos maps now for the quest thing, and you're just like you get this map. And it's got, like, some branching paths, and they just have nodes on them for songs, and you just, like, pick which way. It doesn't matter. Like, you'll get to the end eventually, and then you'll go into, like, a dungeon, and then you'll go through a few more and then fight a boss. And that's how you get drops, and you can get, like, up to, like, maybe, like, 5 or 6 of those, like, shards for characters at a time, so it's a lot better to get those unlocks, because you get, like, 1 almost every time, like, at a time when you, like, level up your, like, Rhythmia account or whatever. But it's fun. I've been enjoying that. I've been playing a few. Long ones are really long. Don't play those.
I like the long ones. I thought the first one didn't have songs that were long enough.
No, I mean like the long quests.
Oh.
They're like stupid long. The
yeah,
medium
they're
ones are very
like,
long.
Like survival series.
Oh boy.
Like you have to play all the songs in a row and not die, because if you die, you have to like start over.
They have some checkpoints, but you have to beat the song to get the checkpoint.
Yeah,
it's fun.
That's pretty good.
I haven't street passed anyone yet.
Yeah, I haven't been playing too much else. What else have I been up to? I've been working on some game stuff that isn't terribly interesting. If you want, like, writing game design documents, then that's
we
part of what we've been up to.
Game design documents to Sony.
Yeah,
so
and our continuing
we'll response
effort to
eventually.
Get out from under of the pile of paperwork that they continually, like, add on to.
It's, like, all the time. We just keep getting emails. There's more Sony documentation that you should read. Cool. It's exciting.
But that's still a work in progress. That's still good. Other than that, yeah, like I said, not really anything else. I looked at some of the Tokyo Game Show news, which, like, there wasn't a ton
and
of
there
it,
wasn't
but
much.
There was some. Like, there's more Metal Gear Solid gameplay, and that looks fun. There was that, speaking of Final Fantasy, they released the Final Fantasy 15
trailer,
yeah. Which looks bananas. So,
fun time car ride.
Yeah, exactly. Road,
I didn't actually
Final Fantasy
that.
Road Trip.
And Mammoth Beating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that game will be interesting.
If it ever comes out.
Yeah, I think it was even before that trailer it was understood that it was going to be an action game, but it's
yeah,
still
I
weird to
so.
See it in motion.
Because I like, saw trailers, like, I don't even know, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 years ago now, it feels like, of, like, it looked like, it didn't look like it was a turn-based game.
Yeah, well, it's
like,
definitely
if,
not now.
Yeah,
like,
it
if
looked
was
like
any
an action
before,
game, like Kingdom Hearts-y almost, and...
I think turn-based RPGs aren't ever going to be...
As big,
new.
But...
That they'll always have that retro style to them, just so that they can justify all the old archaic game designs.
Mm-hmm.
Bravely Default.
Exactly.
Yeah, Bravely Second. I saw like the little snippet of that. That'll probably be pretty good.
It's a dumb name.
I refuse to buy it.
Why?
It's because they changed the people doing the music.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who doing it now. It was Revo did the original, and it was amazing.
Yeah, it was really good. I got whatever. I don't know if they all came with it, but the copy that I picked up had a... soundtrack in it that had like 10 tracks.
Mine didn't.
Well, you got the collector's edition.
That's right, because I got that for my birthday.
Yep.
And people went and tracked that down for me. I know, right?
Yeah, it's like I guess his mom was telling us of her escapades to like go around. She found this one GameStop with like three, and she got one for you, got one for Adam, so he could like sell it or whatever, and just left the third one. So like we can't take, we can't justify
so, like,
taking
yeah,
all of these.
Exactly.
Really?
Like, pulled like a half scumbag. Like, I'm gonna buy this one to resell.
Totally justifiable.
For
me, I'd take
told
all three.
Us about what he did with the, we have like three Ganondorf like Wind Waker things over there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't quiet secrets.
No one must know.
It's too late.
Yep. Mm-hmm. At least they're not filled with scars.
Oh,
we'll get to that.
We'll get to that one.
Uh-huh. So yeah, that's about it. That's kind of what I've been up to. Lorraine, what have you been doing?
Not this past week, but the week before, I played, like, over the course of, like, 3 days to, like, almost 100% completion, Kirby's Triple Deluxe.
Cool.
That was a lot of fun. I wasn't, like, I hadn't picked that game up. I actually borrowed it from Dustin. And I was just, I was looking for something to fill the time between when I was getting the Arrhythmia, because I got it through Amazon, and it didn't ship until, like, 2 days after it came out, and I got it on that Saturday. And so I started playing Kirby on Wednesday and gave it back to Dustin on Saturday. But that game, I always forget how much I like Kirby games when I'm done with it. Because they're just fun. Like
I had fun watching you play the original NES one.
Yeah, that was last weekend. I played like a good...
75% of it or so.
Yeah, like what was that? Like two? That wasn't 2 hours, was it? I don't even know how long that was. Yeah. We can check the record
time
on the Wii
U.
But it was
no
like
idea.
Like an endurance run up to like... Level 4 or 5, or World 4 or 5 of Kirby's Adventure on the NES on the Wii U. But I was playing... I mean, they're not... They're never really anything groundbreaking. There's no, like...
They're cute.
They're
fun.
Adorable. They're just fun. I had so much fun. And I got
Super
all the...
Best Friends, the game.
Yeah.
And I, like... I got, like, all the little, like, star coins, like, the Mario-esque. They were, like... They were called Sunstone, so I thought I was evolving a Gloom at some point into a Blossom, but... I got all of those, almost, like, all of them on my, like, first run-through of every single level, maybe just because I've been playing Kirby games enough that I know how they hide their secrets.
Mm-hmm. They're never especially well hidden.
No, there was one really good one in this, like, kind of, like, clownish, like, circus level, because that was one of the... where it was like, it was because the door was hidden under a curtain, so I didn't actually see it the first time, but then when I went back, I was like, I thought that was a door. That always happens to me at least once in every single Kirby game I've played. But that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that game. Dustin and I also checked out the Kirby fighting game.
So those were part of the game?
They were in a smaller sense. Like, I tried the Kirby Fighters, I believe, yeah, is what it's called. Mm-hmm. The mode in that game is much more limited. Okay. Whereas there's not a lot more content, but it's better, like, presented. Like, there's download play for people who don't have that one, where that's not in the one in the game.
Right.
There's, like, more maps. There's, like, the single player mode where you can, like, just try out all the hats and get, like, a special version of them that doesn't actually do anything aside from change what the power-up looks like on you.
Right.
That's a little more fleshed out than the one that was in there. There's no online play in either of them, which isn't that big of a deal because, I mean, who's going to be playing a Kirby fighting game online?
I would.
It's just fun. I tried the DDD one. I didn't really like it.
What was the name of that one again? It's like DDD's Drum Disaster Dream Machine.
Drum Beat, I think is what it's called.
Okay.
I tried one level of that and was not feeling it at all. I guess there's similar changes to that in the standalone. I don't particularly think they're worth $7, but I had fun. Like, I had enough fun out of that, but I don't think most people would. And then I've also been playing The Arrhythmia. Yeah. I've gotten, like, I'm assuming there's probably, like, a max of, like, 99,999 Rhythmia in that game.
You can't even do anything with it, right? It's just, like,
it just keeps unlocking stuff. Yeah, there's a lot
more threshold, like, tier-based things.
So it keeps unlocking stuff every, like,
measures how much fun you've had.
500,000, I think I'm at. Or, no, 500. Every time, like, that it hits one of those, it gets more stuff. There's more things that unlocks, like, stuff for your, like, Street Pass card and little chimes where you can change, like, the sound effect of, like, when you're, like, actually, like, tapping the things. There's, like, a bunch of just classic, like, Final Fantasy sounds from, like, all the different games, which are kind of cool, but I haven't actually used. And then just, like, stuff for more characters. But I'm at, like, I'm in, like, the 60,000. I've been playing that game a lot since Saturday.
God,
I never capped it out on the original.
Oh, I totally I capped it out on the first one.
Do you have like an hour amount you think you can attach to that?
You don't have to admit to
like
it either.
How long I've played so far.
Yeah,
it's at least 24 hours.
Okay,
since last Saturday.
That's nothing.
Yeah,
I got news for you in a couple of minutes.
Nothing in Destiny time.
Yeah.
What about my Pokemon count? We talked about that.
I'm sure that's
oh, I know.
Through the roof. In the top percentage of Pokemon counts.
Time.
I've got like 16 characters at level 99, which is their max level, and I'm still just like up. Like, I just switch them out every time someone gets to 99.
The
yeah, I've there's a lot. There's a lot more than in the other one. There's at least like two. There might be actually like three, maybe for each game. At least the core ones. Once it gets to like
30 plus 35,
there's maybe a lot. Yeah, I still have a bunch. I still need to unlock. But I've unlocked, like, quite a few. There's, like, maybe a page or two of their character select screen that I don't actually have.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I've been working on game stuff. Just down the Drain has, like, a boss in there now.
Yes! I want to see it.
I actually was redrawing, because I just made, like, when I was making it, I just, like, made a test sprite of what I wanted, and I'm making a better one now. Cool. But I actually started last night, and animation wasn't working in Unity for whatever reason. It was
technology
at like 90 like frames a second for the animation, but nothing else was working. It's the weirdest thing. I have no idea what's going wrong.
Yeah,
but that was at like 10:30 at
sometimes.
Night.
Yep.
And it wasn't working.
Mm-hmm. And I was trying to integrate sound effects into stuff, which hopefully I'll have mostly done like next weekend. Making some of that stuff was fun. I was doing
my
own
Jello
like
Foley work.
Yeah, I was doing my own personal
you know
Foley
I
work by just like, we needed like weird squishy sounds for when the like the goop enemies die in the pipes, and I was just like taking Jello out of a bowl and just like plopping it back in. So I have like a wave
sounds
file that's just like 4 minutes of like.
It sounds so gross.
You should upload that.
That's the story behind how they did half the sound effects in Star Wars, right there.
Mm.
Yep. Yeah, basically. Yep.
Should I give away? I mean, I guess this is not
spoilers.
Really going to spoil anything for like Down the Drain. It's going to be shown.
Well,
it like
no that it. Sure.
It's a ghost of a goldfish.
Aww.
That is the boss.
Aww.
It's a little scarier looking.
Yeah, it's kind of freaky. Yeah. It's not like a cute goldfish. Like, I took, like, a picture of a goldfish and was, like, drawing it looking towards that. So it's kind of, like, creepy. It's got, like, weird, like, blue, like, glazy eyes on it.
Good.
It's kind of freaky. It's great.
I want Down the Drain, the horror video
game. Survival horror. Yeah.
Silent drains.
ammo drops are very infrequent.
Yep.
There aren't any. Cause it's I guess there are technically, because there are alternate weapons now.
Pyramid snake.
They're like...
You know, so many tiny, terrifying nurses.
Yeah, but... what else have I been up to?
Dustin, you're saying all of the things I'm imagining. As I imagine them.
This kind of ties into part of Kyle's story to come, but... On an outing today, I bought a new copy of Final Fantasy 13, which I'm going to give a fair shot.
We tried our best to talk you out of it.
No, I was already set on it. Yeah. That was my goal. I mean, I've been playing a lot of the Final Fantasy music already in my escapades in Theatrhythmia, but...
Now you want to know...
But I've never known group disappointment on that scale.
But I know what I'm getting into going in. I don't have any expectations for this game. I know it's going to be bad, but I'm trying to see it as... Just the game is just going to be called 13 in my mind. Final Fantasy's not there. It is that one at least I think warrants my curiosity. I have no like I'm not going to try the other ones until if I mm-hmm. unless I actually liked this game.
Yeah, if there was a third one even.
Yep.
There are three. Mm-hmm. But that comes after the Tales games that I have lined up. So like it's in the pipe.
We've heard it.
Yep. Every single podcast.
Months of.
Yeah. Eventually, games. You'll get to that and see what you think of it. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't know. It was not my thing when I booted.
That's
up
fine. No,
it came
I
out.
If I played it, like
opinions about it.
No, I've never actually played it. I just have all my opinions based on everything I've ever heard from anyone.
If I had like been an actual Final Fantasy fan like beforehand, like day one, like mm-hmm. all of them up to then, because I still didn't even start playing it until really late, and started with like 7.
Mm-hmm. My problems with that game aren't even that it's not traditional necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's just that it's like ridiculously dull. Because I kind of liked 12, and like a lot of people hate that game too because it's
that
not.
That game was okay. I played
in
like
some ways what you'd expect from Final Fantasy, especially with all the weird like MMO like AI programmable combat basically where you like
that was kind of weird.
You just kind of like set your party members mm-hmm. up to do like. For and while loops and stuff to determine what actions they take.
I like that Bravely Default though that you mm-hmm. could basically have your dudes on
rotation.
Autopilot. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I thought 12 was all right.
I've heard really good things about 12 because Natalie really likes that game too. Shout out to
Natalie.
Yeah,
and 13.
The
part that I didn't like about it wasn't that it was different. It was just that it was like that game could be played by a turbo controller and some duct tape. Like you,
but
for
I want
like
to know.
Six or seven hours that
I
played
of
it, if you taped the stick forward and taped like the X button down, and it was just firing for as long as it was held, the game would play itself. Presumably until like until and after like the amount of time that I played it.
I have another video shout out for this podcast. Uh-oh. The JonTron video Final Fantasy Hallway 13 is very good. It's like maybe 4 minutes long, but it's great. It's just
Dustin going down a hallway with duct tape.
But I mean that sounds about right.
Yeah, no, I understand that part of it.
Just
like,
the environments are mm-hmm. like. They look really pretty if you stare out like into the distance of what's mm-hmm. out there, but the sections where you can move and interact with things mm-hmm. are actually just long rectangles mm-hmm. in what is basically like a tomb
Hallway
filled
simulator.
With beautiful art.
Huh.
So
I wanna
we'll
know.
See what you think of it. I want to know what you think
next,
of it.
Next
both,
time, yeah.
Playing it for the first
it's not happening
playing
next
it for the first time, period, and playing it like February. 5 or 6 years after it was released or whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't remember when that game came out. It was probably like 2008-ish.
Yeah, it was 2008. I saw the... Whoever, I don't even know who that singer was.
Oh, yeah.
Her hot song of 2008 in the instruction booklet. It's like the second page.
Oh, man.
Oh, you missed that because you were down here. You were upstairs when I was flipping through the instruction book.
It was goofy.
It was very goofy.
2008 was a long time ago.
Still it sure was.
Damn.
5 years? Yep. 4.
Barack Obama
no,
was just
five.
Elected.
Yeah, it's 5.
People
yeah.
still had hope.
That gleam of hope still in his eyes.
We're done with that now. Yep. So.
No gray hair to be found.
I was yep. starting my senior year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how you can tell, no matter who the president is, like you know that job is not easy because mm-hmm.
they
age
they
like
wrecked.
20 years in the span
just
of,
see
yeah.
the before
in the span
and
of
after
a term or two.
Yeah.
It's very scary.
Anyway, that's pretty much been my week.
They don't live especially long.
Early 2000 Bush, man.
Except for Jimmy Carter, man. That dude can't be stopped.
He'll never die.
Got too many houses to
build. All those humanitarian houses really extend your life.
Don't build themselves. It's because he's getting that
Reagan. Meanwhile,
yeah, that's right.
didn't do nothing for no one.
The Gipper.
Who knew that jelly beans could give you Alzheimer's? Oh well.
Wow, some important health tips this week.
The more you know.
Some
I feel a little bad about that. Not a lot.
I wouldn't.
Like a little. Anyway.
We'll talk about Reaganomics some other time.
Reaganomics.
Oh,
and hopefully not refer to that.
I would have an entire political podcast.
No,
I would not be there.
We got to do it with
bored
Fro.
To tears.
Oh, God.
Bring Fro and Gabe here.
Oh, man. Just let it go.
Adam.
And
should we bring
put
Adam?
The knives, oh, Adam would be put the knives in the center of the table and just let them go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Man.
We got to do that.
Anime and politics.
Is there a difference?
Serious business.
I'm sure we'd hear about the Barack Obama anime at some point.
Whoa.
I'm 90% sure that's a real thing.
Probably. It's a fan-made thing. It's not like a true... Someone's made that on their own time.
Mm-hmm. Just scroll through DeviantArt.
If that's not a real...
Just don't do that, actually.
For-profit endeavor. Just put Barack Obama into DeviantArt and see
bad
what it kicks
idea.
Back.
No.
Barack Obama having sex with dragons, sex with cars.
You really hit it all there.
He missed Sonic the Hedgehog, but other than that,
No, it would have to be a fan character.
All right.
It would have to be
Sonic's girlfriend,
or his brother,
or what brother the girlfriend?
Chuck the Hedgehog.
Oh, God.
You say Chuck?
Chuck the Hedgehog. That sounds like an appropriate fan fiction.
That is actually a Sonic character in like one of the shows.
Really?
Yes,
okay,
Chuck Hedgehog.
Sure.
Chuck Hedgehog. It's like his Hedgehog. Uncle or something.
He doesn't even get the. He's just
Sonic
Chuck
no.
Hedgehog.
Uncle Chuck.
Does he have a machine gun? Also, is he tortured?
No. He's just an uncle.
I still can't believe. Like that's I can't believe Shadow the Hedgehog existed. I can't believe that product was made.
The video game?
Yeah.
Okay, I never played it.
Just like going back because that was like probably like. 10 or somewhere between 10 and 15 years ago.
It was still cool to do the dark edgy version of the game.
But it was literally a cartoon hedgehog on the cover of a product holding like an Uzi. He had a fucking human gun.
I don't remember this.
God.
That was pre-Sonic 06. I know that for a fact.
There you go. It was GameCube era.
It was early GameCube.
Yeah.
I think it was like 2002. Maybe 2003.
That's the right time for like that. Like,
any of that.
The new metal. Like... Mm-hmm. Rob Zombie's Dragula was probably in that game.
Sonic has
certainly
never
an era.
Either.
Yeah. Shadow the Hedgehog's way into Slipknot.
That's a band I haven't
Who is
heard
it? Come on.
In a long time.
I know, right?
We all have our dark days.
Get our masks and join the dark carnival.
Oh, I...
God damn it.
I remember something else we did this week. We finished Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Hey.
I'm so sad it's over.
Thank you for saving me from Slipknot talk.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you did. You really buoyed that conversation.
Yep.
You hoisted it to the surface.
It was good. I liked how it ended.
What's next on your Whedon checklist?
Well, we're in the middle of Angel.
Okay.
So we're going to go back and finish the last two seasons of that up.
That's pretty much it. Like I said, we might watch Dollhouse at some point, but that wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
So... I'm sure it's still not awesome.
Or we can just wait
like
for Avengers 2.
Occasionally okay.
I don't know if Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. even counts as Whedon, but I know he does some of it. As in,
he did that like first episode, and I'm sure he's involved on like a small level. Like,
but it's good.
In general.
Not enough people watch it.
I do want to check that out. Because
mm-hmm.
I
kind of have to breeze through the first 10 episodes because they're very nothing.
Did we watch the pilot?
We watched the first episode or two, and then just I didn't
we watched
keep up
some,
on it.
Because season 2 just started, and I was very impressed.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, I totally want to check that out, especially to see like the arc after like enduring Captain America.
Exactly.
Where everything
that was
shit.
That was the big thing in
right.
season one of the show is that you know it's about S.H.I.E.L.D. and Captain America. Some stuff happens to S.H.I.E.L.D. and it shakes everything up.
Yeah, I totally will watch that at some
right.
point. The only reason I haven't checked it out is just like I just haven't gotten around to it. Yeah,
it's not that good.
Sure,
it's worth
right.
watching.
It's all right, I guess.
It's okay
I'm not,
for a
not trying to elevate
show.
Anyone's hopes too high.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting like high art necessarily, but I'm sure it'll be entertaining enough for like a season or two. That's also like that's a pretty low like for TV wise. That's a low like amount of time to commit compared to like something that has like 10 to 12 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can give it a season probably,
cough,
and then we'll see what happens
cough,
after
cough.
That.
How many seasons was that?
Seven.
That's not
but it was
not
seven
insurmountable.
Seasons of great.
Like it's a lot.
Right. Yeah.
And the first one's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's fairly fun. Mediocre. I still thought it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Did you play the card game?
We did. We played
tried to
like
play
a
it
man.
Once after I bought it.
And then
oh,
we just
like,
Gen Con. Yeah.
That's right.
We just have it. It was okay. It was interesting. It's like more territorial control than like anything else. Huh.
Did anybody that worked on that game transition over to DBZ, or is it completely separate?
Chippy had a credit in there. Okay. That's I don't remember if anybody else did, because I looked at the manual to see who was cited.
Yeah, like who did
I would give that
I
game
know?
A shot.
I think
again.
Some of the other guys who playtested might have.
Game.
Like
Garrett
probably was in there somewhere. I don't remember if anybody else was, but yeah, it's alright.
It has a cult following.
The show, the card game, or both?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes is the
yes.
correct answer.
Uh-huh. So yeah, television.
Who needs it?
I don't know what else is coming on this season. TV just started back up.
I don't
probably
really
nothing
care.
Good.
It's really
we'll
gone downhill
Parks
since
still.
Like the office.
Yeah,
I
watch more
right?
Parks and Rec. If that's not
coming out in like a week.
Oh, that's right, next Saturday.
Somehow, I don't know how that's possible.
Maybe they were just doing
finished.
It at the same time or something.
Nickelodeon just wants to get it out and be done with it.
But the fans won't let it die.
They'll let it die.
That game's still on track according to the internet. It'll be out in like November. So hopefully that'll be neat.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long line of cartoon tie-in video games that were really, really great games.
Yep.
And if anybody names one, I'm going to be very impressed.
My cousin actually owned one of the original series Avatar games, and it seemed okay. Like it wasn't anything super great.
Do you have an idea what it was like? Full title was or what platform it was on?
It was either the Wii or like the PS3. I don't remember. He played it like once. It was
must
Eric,
really
by
liked
the way.
It.
No, like once sure. in front of me. He had played it on his own.
I still think that those original DBZ Budokai games were all right on the PS2. The first one and the third one were okay. Right. The second one was a little weirder. But I mean,
Super Butoden.
That's a
Super
way back.
Nintendo.
Those guys, like I said previously, those guys went on to make Street Fighter 4, and that turned out all right.
I have another video plug. The one channel, Pro Jared, has a whole retrospective on all the DBZ games ever. It's actually kind of interesting because he goes through like everything
in one video.
No, it's like it's a series. There might be five.
Many DBZ video games.
It was interesting, like just to kind of see, like, because he goes through like some like the differences and stuff and like different team things.
Does he talk about the card game, the video game?
Is that in there?
Oh man, if
that's not, you have to send him an email.
Right.
It might
one,
be. I don't remember 100%, but. It's like at least everything else. There's a lot.
Missing the best one, but
like
okay.
Legacy of Goku 2.
We popped that in.
I never heard
the trading card game, GBA game.
Oh, I remember.
Terrible.
That.
I know.
God.
All right.
There's
we all bought
it. Yeah, but I thought it was bad then, and it was worse than I remember.
Uh-huh.
It's really terrible.
Game mechanics don't work.
A lot of stock sound effects.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Ugh. And it looks like it just looks incompetent. Like you can tell that this was a thing that was made by like a mercenary team. Like they bid the lowest amount to do this. I'm like, all right,
well, wasn't
you guys
that
said you could build this shitty video together. Game for like $3,000. So.
That was the same day that we put in those Yu-Gi-Oh! GBA or GBC games, wasn't it?
I had a lot of fun playing the Yu-Gi-Oh! Game.
I played
once.
My sister and I played the
game
first like Game Boy Color one. That was quite a
say
game.
We popped in two of them that were released on the Game Boy Advance, and they're basically the same
game.
So that part showing through, like in their cheapness, but like comparing those to the DBZ card game, not even close.
Yeah,
those are like competent. They actually function at least.
Right.
I didn't even think
the game that they're supposed to be.
I don't even think the DBZ game had co-op. Right? You're a multiplayer.
Cable.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't
probably
so
not. I'm going to say probably
completely
not.
Completely defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
Play these computers.
Not that I would have ever done it.
At the end, you play against Cell, a character you can't unlock.
And he cheats.
And he cheats.
Cheats a lot.
Did they ever release the second Pokemon card game video game?
Not here.
It was in Japan.
It's Japan only.
But
I would play
there
that was well,
there
that was
very
well
there was a game
on
like the 3DS
now.
Or the
yeah, it is the original.
I think
one.
It might only be in Europe. I don't think it's actually out
that's
here.
A weird
but
thing
there was there was a game for either late DS or early 3DS of, like, it was the Pokemon trading card game, but
really?
It was more of, like, a tutorial.
Oh,
I think
no.
It was only in Japan.
It could be. Right, I don't even think it was the card game. I think it was just
no, it was no, it was the card game, but it was, like, how to play the card game. So it was, like,
now,
you got the starter deck in the rule book. you're playing this on a video.
Now they have their online game,
which is actually pretty good.
Yeah,
they just
released
it for, I think, iPad.
It's out on the iPad in Canada right now. And but like, just I guess Canadian. Yeah, I guess Canadian Apple cert is a little faster than the other because it's on its way for every territory. Just for whatever reason,
that's a good
release in Canada already.
Trading card game's fun. Yeah. I enjoyed it. I had like a million codes to put in.
Yeah,
there you go. I can see that. Like, just fun. Just a bunch of very polite people, like in Ottawa or something. Just like, oh, this app looks all right. And it's, push it.
I'm going off for maple syrup. Just call me.
So he talks to the moose that's also part of the QA department.
I'm sorry, Canada. I you'll all outlive us with the healthcare that you've got up there anyway, so
it's still acceptable to be stereotypical about Canadians for some reason.
It's funnier that it's a bunch of Michigan people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Stereotypical about Canada.
Michigan's like half Canada.
We drive south to get to Canada.
Or north of Canada.
Yeah. Half the people at this table do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Man. Wrap your mind around that.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're at least they're with you in spirit, Canadians.
I wish I was in Canada.
You can look right across the river from Detroit to Windsor and be like, oh.
I got on a Canadian freeway once coming home from Toronto, and two hours later, I realized I was halfway to Montreal.
Oh, God.
I was in the car at the time.
I remember that.
At that point, you should have just finished and just like experienced it.
I've also
French Canadianness wash over you.
I've also been to Montreal, and it was a very negative experience.
Oh.
I do not recommend going back there for any reason.
I've never been.
A grilled cheese, a McDonald's grilled cheese, out the window during this highway drive. It's enraged.
I do remember getting McDonald's grilled cheese is like 50 cents and being very happy with it because you can't get that here.
Yeah.
Oh.
I would have gotten poutine.
Say, it was an actual grilled cheese, or did you order like
two of their
McDonald's
cheese.
Pizzas and just like smush them together?
I wish. No, it's actually an item menu, like on their dollar menu.
This is 10 years ago.
Whatever, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that still exists. Pizza is harder to come by on McDonald's in Canada now.
Oh, thank God.
not okay.
I don't know why they can't sell pizza at a fast food restaurant like that. You think that would be an easy sell?
Little Caesars.
That's true.
Pizza.
But that was before that.
Pizza.
I know.
Oh, Canada. I should go back to Canada.
Never again.
You're done.
You don't need to go back to Canada.
Nope.
Unless you can name something you actually want to do in Canada.
Be in Canada.
If I had the chance, the opportunity, I'd go back to Toronto.
Toronto is a very nice city.
Toronto is cool.
They have good hot dog vendors.
that's how we judge.
That's what I remember.
They like basketball, so I like them.
There you go.
They have an MLS team.
They play baseball in Canada?
The Blue Jays.
They got the Blue Jays and not the Expos.
Oh.
No Canadian football team.
There's a Canadian football league.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's got slightly different rules.
That's kind of weird.
Everyone just is so polite.
They don't hit each other in Canadian football.
It's Canadian touch football. Oh, you got...
Oh, first down.
Was this yours?
My apologies.
Yep. Flappy little heads.
Yep.
All right.
That is not how Canadian hockey is at all.
No. Clean up.
Murder each other.
Mm-hmm. That's where they get it all out of their system.
They leave it all on the ice.
All the Canadian aggression is funneled into hockey.
And there's a lot of ice in Canada.
Yep. Anyway. Phil, what non-Canadian things have you been up to?
I can't confirm for sure that Bungie is non-Canadian. But the only thing I've been up to is playing Destiny.
I guarantee there are people who have worked on that game that are Canadian.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure they're still just located in Washington.
Yeah, I think so too. But
almost
as far as where
Canada.
Their offices are at.
But... Yeah.
How's Destiny treating you?
I got it 10 days ago, and I've played it 65 hours.
Yep.
So take that.
It's a glowing endorsement, really.
I've also been doing game design.
I've
done other things.
Nothing else. Except occasionally working, but barely at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a birthday party last night. I didn't feel great about not playing Destiny.
Yep.
But I did.
Opportunity
cost. Surprised you found time for us today.
It was hard.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I already missed the thing I wanted to do this weekend, so now it doesn't matter anymore.
It's all for nothing.
The event has passed. Sink.
Some vendor was selling an extremely rare and powerful PvP item, and I didn't have enough currency to buy it. Poop-socked for about 12 hours.
Couldn't dissolve enough chunks of armor to pay your way up to
that. I tried. Couldn't do it. That's about it.
Yep. yeah, Destiny, like I said, still it's, cool.
It's hella fun. I think a lot of people's concerns about the game have been answered by Bungie, like, directly. They've said, these are things we're going to fix. We're listening to the community. These are our long-term plans. These are the things we're going to fix by the next patch. So if you've played the game, like, for a few hours and didn't like certain things about it, I would look at the patch notes, at least, before, like, selling it and see if there's anything in there that interests you. A lot of the changes they're making are, like, to address PvP concerns, because right now it's not very well balanced, especially with the weapons. But they're definitely trying to fix everything, and, you know, they had to rush out the game for four different consoles at the same time.
Sure.
Which is absurd, and clearly weren't able to do what they wanted to do with it, but are aware of, you know, the community feedback. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and like I said, I'll be interested, like, as that game evolves, whether when they make a sequel or, like,
10-year
put out DLC after, like, the DLC they've announced, if they, like, if they try to plug any of the holes of, like, non-gameplay stuff that seem to be in there, or if they just keep going on the, like, the multiplayer and, like, raid-based track. Because I think it would be, the game itself would be fine either way.
Yeah.
But I'm just more interested in, like, which direction they'll take it, if they're still going to kind of try to do everything, or just, like, really stick to the, like, the multiplayer and player-based interaction stuff.
I know they want to push that harder than they have been. And, like, one of the features they're adding in is better ability to actually speak to other players, because right now you can't even talk to people.
It's only you're, people like, on, like, a fire on squad. Wait,
what?
Isn't it just if you're on, like, a fire squad or something?
Yeah, or basically. It... Like, that's the only way you can talk to anybody. But they're going to add in, like, opt-in voice communications so that people aren't constantly trolling each other, but you still have the ability to talk to random people each other. You meet and then troll each other.
Sure.
Which will certainly happen.
I can guarantee that it will.
But the one thing I don't know how it's going to work out is right now the plot is more dry and bare than, like, bare bones.
Yeah, that's really what I'm getting at, because the way that I've been playing that game so far, and I'm assuming when I finish it I'll pretty much feel this way, is that, like, the story stuff that's in there and, like, all their, like, world building, all that, if none of that was even in the game, I'd have be having about as much fun as I'm having with it.
That's exactly
so I mean, they could literally, like, do nothing with that stuff going forward, and it wouldn't impact my Destiny playing experience.
It's good that you have that expectation, because I don't think they're gonna, like, they want to add story, but right now no one cares about it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, the most people would talk about it is to make fun of it directly and talk about the Moon Wizard, because the story goes from not making any sense to just not existing at all.
Yep. Yeah, I would have no problem if they even diluted that stuff down more in favor of just, like, truly focusing on gameplay. Mm-hmm. Or if they kept it, like, they should just go full silly with it. They should embrace Moon Wizards and all that.
Exactly.
And just have fun with it.
Yeah.
So as opposed to, like, being some giant over, like, incredible... like, arc, it just becomes kind of like, all right, we wrote some dialogue here, it's kind of funny. Like, you'll chuckle at that and move on to the next thing.
It's weird, because sometimes they do that with the dialogue, and other times they take themselves way too seriously. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to tell, like, going forward.
Yeah, it's a little, like, totally inconsistent.
Yeah.
They're probably angling for a movie deal still.
Yeah, exactly.
Three-picture deal.
The Bungie, the Bungie's Destiny, the movie, the t-shirt.
I think that finally got canceled.
Yep.
Oh.
No.
Warcraft, though, I think is next year, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sam Raimi is ostensibly still working on that.
Maybe, I don't know.
Right.
He's got to be doing something.
And there's an Assassin's Creed movie.
I forgot about that, too. When's the Metroid movie?
Never. When's the Metroid game?
They announced, I think it was at Comic-Con this year, they said they were licensing The Last of Us.
Oh, yeah. That's
a dig. It's basically a movie.
I wonder when that... Seriously? I feel like that might have originally... been intended to come out this year, but maybe it was always 2015. That Ratchet and Clank animated thing.
Whoa.
Yeah, they had a teaser trailer for it and everything.
I remember that.
I have no idea what the status of that thing is.
I like the first game.
Of all the video game movies you could make, I would think that would be among the most compelling, because it just makes sense.
Something easy.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, video game movies and even TV shows, not good results.
When was there a video game TV show?
There have been a couple.
Yeah, I don't know.
Donkey Kong and Sonic. And
Donkey Kong cartoon.
Wasn't there a Street Fighter one?
Yeah, there's at least
there were
one
a bunch of Street Fighter anime.
Yeah, a bunch of anime for Street Fighter.
For whatever reason, I defaulted to live action.
There's a Mortal Kombat
they did do that,
cartoon.
Saying, yeah, they did do that.
That was garbage.
I'm having a harder time thinking of video game movies besides the Mario one.
The Mario?
There have been a lot of
Resident
Evil. Yeah, mid-tier, low-rent franchises.
Street Fighter movie.
How could I forget?
Advent Children.
Both of the Street Fighter movies.
It was just Wednesday for you.
It was a Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday, sorry.
Yeah, they made a bunch of junky. They made, like, all those...
They're all so forgettable.
Like, yeah. The Hitman movie. And, like, those Tomb Raider movies back in the day.
Max Payne movie, isn't there?
Doom.
Yeah, Doom.
Oh, Doom. Video game movies are bad, it turns out.
That's right. I was trying to say.
How many movies have we named that are any good at all?
Not a one.
Not one. Nope.
There's probably people out there that enjoy the Resident Evil movies.
Oh, that's right. That's
the Silent Hill movies were okay. Or the first one was okay.
I've heard people defend both the first Resident Evil movie and the Silent Hill movie as being kind of alright.
I thought people just really into the horror genre.
I never saw Silent Hill.
It's not that hard to get right.
You should,
like,
you should.
Movie
yeah, it's
format.
A pretty easy
like,
one.
That's like a no-brainer, aside from like
you don't even have to adapt the game well.
Cartoony, like, 3D platformer, kind of like Ratchet and Clank. Like, horror's easy. Anyone can make a horror movie. I can make a horror movie.
Do it. Make a horror movie.
It'll be dumb.
Let's see it.
Nope. It's just, yeah, so yeah, exactly. Just more of that and just like awesome Foley work.
Oh dear.
You can punch buckets of macaroni and cheese.
Oh god. This is gonna end poorly. There's a cat climbing over things that
it's alright, it's gonna be fine. Oh, yeah. Ignore the cat until like the crash happens.
Yep. Even then, yeah, they'll just be back.
You hear a loud clattering of shit falling on the floor.
We're still here.
It's our Legos from several weeks ago.
Yeah. First podcast Legos.
Yep.
That are still kind of in a piece.
Podcast.
No, oh, I guess that's true. First, Gen like, Con. For real.
First regular.
I thought the Gen Con podcast was the most
the,
real.
The realest.
Yeah, probably. We were all sleep deprived anyway.
We were in a hotel. And
yeah.
Fro was there. And
he has not been on a back. He has not been back.
Fro's busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, he's
got
starting.
School and work and
more
living.
Sundays, though.
Why Schwartz tournaments to go to?
Yep.
In Chicago.
Serious business.
He's going to another one, I think, Toronto, too.
Doug's still going to the one in Paris.
Yeah, he's got them all beat.
Maybe.
I don't know when that was.
It might have been, like, today or yesterday.
Whatever time it is in Paris right now.
Yeah.
It's tomorrow. It probably isn't actually tomorrow in Paris. It's probably... I don't know when the time
is.
Don't listen to me. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Cat.
Done.
I'm not listening.
Is it Kyle's turn? It's Kyle's turn.
Is it my turn?
Kyle, how you doing?
I didn't have anything to contribute other than
just...
Destiny, so you better go ahead.
All right.
Hunker down for story time.
Here's the story of my week. I'll start right from the beginning before anybody else got involved. I pre-ordered Hyrule Warriors. It came out this
Friday,
week,
like
Wednesday,
two days ago,
Thursday.
Like
I want to say Thursday. So anyway, I pre-ordered this from Kmart. Yeah. We talked about this last time. Kmart is just a retailer from the 80s that
Don't
never got
worry
old.
About it.
It's the worst.
Lost in Neverland. But anyway, I pre-ordered this game because they had a bunch of deals on it. Kmart's got their own loyalty program. So you buy your game, you pre-order your game from them, you get $20 back. And there's another coupon where you get another $20 back. So I'm thinking, I don't care how bad this Zelda game is, for 20 bucks, I'll take it.
Right.
And I love Zelda, so yeah. I'm probably going to enjoy it. So, like I said, it comes out Thursday, hasn't shipped. And getting impatient, so this morning I wake up, I'm like, alright, I'll just go get it from the store. Go down to the Kmart down the road and get it. That one's closing now. So, first of all, none of the deals apply. They have all their special X percent off deals. And
they're going out of business
sale.
It supersedes all others.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as you put up the guy out on the sidewalk with the sign saying you're going out of business, everybody comes in to pick apart the store. So anyway, I go in there. They don't even have it. So there's another one up the road. Somehow I live within 10 miles of two Kmarts.
We probably do too.
Yeah,
or at least
possibly.
Shells of Kmarts. I'm not sure how many are too old.
So that go down to that one.
Kmart.
They don't have it either.
True.
I spent a minute trying to find someone in a blue shirt to ask them if they have it, and
wow.
I gave up because that's a waste of time. So I came back here. Friends come over. We go out to Micro Center for a screwdriver and just kind of hang out. And then I was like, hey, there's a Kmart down the road. So let's go to that Kmart. Just, you know, make it a... Third
Side
time's
note,
the charm.
We did not know he had already been to two Kmart.
No, I did not.
Until after
not,
the fact.
I was not ready to admit that fact. So going to the third Kmart of the day. They're closing too.
Yeah. So that's,
I mean, it's a good in the long run that these things are going away, but...
Uh-huh.
I disagree.
That's what you'd put, like, that's like your suicide note. Like, you're ready to kick the chair out if you're,
I'm
like,
done.
Scrolling third Kmart of the day.
I don't have the
into
will
the,
live
into the note that you're
going
to tape to your chest, and then you just let yourself swing.
Unsurprisingly, this camera art also did not have the new release video game.
And so, is also going out of business.
And is also
like
going out of business. But even the one that didn't, that wasn't going out of business, they didn't have it either. And it's not like they had a bunch of other video games. Their selection was old.
Yep, bare bones.
Stuff that's
the moral of the story
six
is,
months.
Is every Kmart is dying or incompetent or both.
Well, where I'm going to go with this, after we stood in line for at least 20 minutes while the woman in front of us extreme couponed her way to $10 in savings, and the poor cashier just had no idea how to deal with it. It wasn't her fault. It was just a whole bunch of crap. And then I'm trying to buy this gift card or a Nintendo points card because it was
the only notable thing we found was a mismarked Nintendo point card.
Probably mismarked. But
it
I figure five bucks, I'll try
it. Sticker on
so
it.
They try and activate it, and they can't because they're not selling gift cards anymore. Mm-hmm. So I walk out of Kmart with nothing except my lost time and shame.
At least Lorraine got Final
Fantasy. Yeah, that, I don't think that's going to be a net benefit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It starts as a uplifting tale and then quickly turns dark.
But
my advice to everyone who listens to this is never go to Kmart.
Never
even
count
if
on Kmart for anything.
Never go. Even if they're going out of business and they're advertising 80% off deals, do not go in there ever.
Unless
you will be
you
disappointed.
Adam Levine post.
Yeah, exactly. If you want Adam Levine's jeans,
Nicki
go
Minaj style fashion outfits.
Yep.
Otherwise, stay home. Do yourself a favor.
They had some good deals on random other stuff, though. Like you could buy Destiny new for $45 there. Like everything
the
in
discount.
The sale.
If you wanted it, they wouldn't have it.
They did have a couple.
They had
but
it.
Nobody
there.
Wanted it. As soon as you want
yes.
something,
I got what I wanted, though I wasn't there looking for it.
10% off food.
Mm-hmm. Yay!
And just to cap off the day, I broke my Game Boy. Yay!
Yeah, but leading
sort
up to
of
the
already broken.
Leading up to the show, Kyle was doing performing surgery on his 3DS. Still, what looks like
to
the detriment of the console.
Yeah, there's
D-pad it broken.
So
on its own.
Typical male fashion. I'm just like, I'll just take it apart and fix it myself.
Derp.
And typical male result, I made it much worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now you have to pray that Nintendo can bail you out.
Yeah. So
also, Smash Brothers comes out in 5 days.
So I'm gonna go hug some kittens after this.
Yep. Yeah, you're on the clock for that. I do not think your repair will be turned around in 5 days.
That's all right.
But
well, maybe my original order will show up sometime then. So the whole reason I wanted it is because I've got some time off the next few days. I figure this would be a great way to play some video games.
Yeah.
Nope.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Just gonna have to play all the old video games that I've played before, mostly.
Borrow somebody's
like
PS3.
Fate worse than
Gutter
death.
Troll.
Having to play these old video games.
Kid Icarus.
They smell like
can't
my
play
grandpa.
Can't play it.
No, I can't. My game.
You
boy.
Play it on my Game Boy, which
I, don't
I
want
never
your,
use.
Don't want
you're
your
welcome
boy.
To borrow.
No, I don't need your pity.
All right. That's not pity.
No.
All right.
Stop. I will live with the consequences for my actions.
Okay. Otherwise, how will you learn?
Godspeed,
yep,
Game
yeah,
Boy.
Exactly.
you put in good work.
Yep.
You got 2 solid years out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've tried to fix some stuff like that with middling results.
Yeah. Usually I do all right.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well,
I've had more
ambitious.
Hits than misses as far as taking a broken shit apart to try to fix it goes. Over 50% success rate.
It's not bad.
I have no confidence in my skills, so I just don't do it.
Oh.
Also, I don't really care. Like, I don't like getting into... Like, stuff. Electronics, I want to work again.
Not much of a man, are you?
No.
Nope. Wow.
As I'm a lady. I will take...
I'm a lady.
I took... So, I think it was Eric's, like, stupid old, like, brick phone. My cousin Eric. I took it apart one time. Because he had just gotten a new phone. That phone literally did not work anymore. And I just, like serial killer, like, the crap out of it. I opened all of it up. It was so much fun.
Let me see what's in it.
I like doing that. I don't like repair work that way. Because it's too, like...
I like to break things.
Postmortem.
Yep. Let me tell you about postmortems.
You're that person who does YouTube videos of pouring, like, Mountain Dew inside your N64. And
I would never do that.
I like the ones where they put the Game Boys or whatever electronics in microwaves and just see how long it takes so they pop.
When we were at the Best Buy, just looking for other random stuff earlier this week, Lorraine really wanted to go up to the iPhone 6 displays and just
bend them.
I'm a mean and vindictive
And again,
person.
I bet they're getting that more than they should be, at a Best Buy where the thing is just out. Just like, oh, I wonder
but
if I can
bend it.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna buy it if I can bend it.
Yep.
Turns out you can't.
It'll be the new epidemic, opposed to from people just like cutting the wire and stealing them. They're just gonna bend the shit out of all of them.
I just broke this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm assuming the way the internet works now that that will become a self-fulfilling prophecy for more people than it should. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, where these things probably wouldn't bend too much or break under their own, just, like, under standard use.
Right.
But as soon as people have seen, like, dozens of other dudes on the internet. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to see if I can do this, too. And then, like I said, somebody will have a lithium-ion battery explode and then just, like, have no more thumbs.
That'll be a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have you ever seen those things go up, like a faulty laptop or something? They for real explode. Like, it is an actual, like, there is fire a couple feet around the place where a battery used to be.
Yep.
It is very dangerous. Do not fuck around with lithium-ion batteries.
Or do. But don't hold us accountable.
Be sure to be filming, though, when it happens.
There you go.
Definitely.
You would have perfect thing.
Like, if you had a laptop battery that you didn't give a shit about or something, and you're into, like, guns, just, like, take it out to the range and just set it out there, and then, like, shoot it within, like a 22 or something. I would totally do that.
Does it have to be, like, functioning, or is it just, like, any?
It has to have charge. Oh, so yeah, if there's electricity in it currently... I mean, it's at some level, it's really basic physics, right? There's a lot of energy in a small space.
Yep.
If you release all of that energy very quickly, bad things will happen.
I wasn't sure if it was just, like, components in there, if it was, like, just something, like, just set off one other thing, and it was just horrible.
No, you're basically just, like, violating the thing's stability, as far as I know.
That makes
sense. They're designed in a very specific way to hold that energy.
I understand enough physics to know why that would go wrong.
Yeah, so don't do that.
Apple did come out a few days ago and say that they've only had, like, I think one official complaint about an iPhone bending.
Mm, yeah, it was an extremely small number. And I was just reading a thing earlier from, like Consumer Reports, or somebody did their own, like, stress test.
Yeah, and they verified damage to it at all.
Yeah, that it was basically fine for normal use. Because people were saying that even, like, I put it in my front pocket for, like, an afternoon and this is what happened. Mm-hmm. Right. And they're basically saying, like, that's probably not the case.
Exactly, yeah.
So okay, just put it in my skinny jeans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you put it in your skinny jeans and, like, in the back pocket and sit down, bad shit's probably gonna happen.
Yeah.
You're one of those people riding the cart at Walmart, put your iPhone in your back pocket.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
That's how it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just as you're like basically like slopping over the sides of the
A very distinct visual image with that.
I'm gonna freeze my Pop Tarts. Oh, it broke! My new iPhone!
At that point, you probably wouldn't even, like, you're
I don't get the unemployment check for 2 weeks!
Your fat layers will absorb the explosive force, most likely.
You might have, like, a scar.
You'll start to ripple, like, maybe if you reached... yeah, exactly, like a bridge in an earthquake. That's exactly what it would look like.
Those are designed to do that.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't, like, match up with your resonant frequency.
In which case, you would just explode. Yeah. Science is cool, guys.
I like where this is going.
I was gonna say, let's be real. People who shop at Walmart probably don't have the money for an iPhone. But even if they don't, they'll find a way to get one.
Yep.
You get an iPhone so easy, all you have to do is sign up for the 2-year contract, and they'll give it to you for free.
Yeah, exactly.
All you have to do is have $120 a month in obligations.
Uh-huh.
That comes later.
Yeah, don't worry about
that
now.
That comes immediately. But
there's currently nothing standing between me and walking home with my iPhone to pay
or several
Angry Birds.
iPhones.
How many iPhones can I get?
How many iPhones can I fit in my pocket?
If you're an average Walmart customer, you probably have pretty big pockets.
That's true. Wow.
Shallow.
We're just offending everyone today.
Yeah,
it's just Canadians, Walmart.
Kmart.
Well,
I mean, people who deserve to be offended.
Kmart does it to themselves. Come on.
So does Walmart.
That too.
Canadians, that's a joke. Canadians are cool.
Canadians are pretty cool.
Everybody
from my
else
personal experience.
Mostly.
Man.
Canadians only.
Picking on Kmart is a lot, just like kicking someone when they're down.
I wouldn't normally do that, but
well,
it was just such
a
long
down
week.
20
it's a
years
perfect
ago,
storm.
And they still haven't gotten up yet.
That's true.
Make sure they're alive.
Want them to go away.
Mm-hmm.
Stop coming
Dude,
up.
Dude, you're starting to smell.
Yeah, for sure. And again,
just
to be clear, this is
just
these are all like criticisms of the businesses themselves.
Yeah, nothing
like,
against people. I do feel sorry.
I poured one
out
for all.
I really did feel bad.
Yeah,
for
all the people who both have to put up with like these stores shutting down and like lunatics getting crazy deals. And just, like, obviously not having a job anymore. Because presumably, they needed a job at Kmart pretty bad if they're working at Kmart.
Yeah.
So that really sucks.
Anyone who did not need a job at Kmart does not have a job at Kmart.
Basically. That logic checks out.
Yep.
I'd work at a Kmart for 2 weeks before I ever work at Meijer again.
Really?
That was bad.
Yeah.
I've never felt like less of a person in the three weeks I worked at Meijer.
Jeez.
And we know two people who worked at Kmart. Three people, actually. And all of them basically said they never had to do anything. They just stood around. There were no customers.
It's a sweet gig. You don't have to do anything.
They didn't really have a manager. They just sort of walked around and did whatever they wanted. Or in Doug's case, he just left.
Yeah.
We've told that story.
Yeah,
that was last week. So.
Shall we get on to like news and stuff?
Yeah, we can check out some of that stuff. Unless anybody's got anything else on their mind.
Not particularly.
I ate too much chicken.
Yeah.
It's good.
The Boston market is creeping up on me a little bit. It's getting on top of me.
I still feel fine.
I skipped that one.
You didn't need enough chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Should have had more pot pie.
Should have broke your Game Boy.
Let's look at the big fat list of news.
You could buy a lot of chicken for the amount it costs to buy a Game Boy.
Yep.
I'm just throwing that out.
Will I get more enjoyment out of the $150 worth of chicken or the Game Boy?
I think that depends on you.
That's
subjective.
Yep. Speaking of Game Boys and other handhelds like them,
we're going to talk about the PSP.
Nope.
Good. Let's keep it that way.
Nope.
Nintendo announced their first official Smash Brothers tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yep. Damn. Yeah, I want to pull up the data, like the for real news on this.
Speaking of disappointment.
Yeah, so for basically for the 3DS launch, October 3rd, the day after. Nintendo is holding a Smash Brothers Invitational, basically, where they're going to have, let's see, I think it's like 15 or
it's like
16 stores. They're going to host tournaments at 16 stores, which are all GameStops except for
the Nintendo World store.
Mm. Those will be all like 64-person.
Mm. First come, first serve.
Yeah, first come, first serve events.
Better get your sleeping bag ready.
And then the winners of each of those get flown out to the Nintendo World store a few days later.
That's funny.
To compete in the finals, and you get big, crazy, cool trophy, a Visa gift card, a limited edition 3DS, and some other stuff, I think.
Is
a
it
brief
anything
period of internet fame.
Like the actual Smash 3DS? Do we have any idea what it looks like?
I have no idea.
I wasn't sure if anyone knew.
16 tournament champions, win a trip to New York City, complete with airfare, hotel, blah, blah, blah.
I think it's just like a changed version of the Smash 3DS. Like, it's just like colored.
They're probably just the regular consoles.
Like
this
yeah.
is each
there,
of the
there's
each
a
of
Smash
those
Brothers
finalists,
3DS.
No,
each
yeah,
of those
two
finalists
is a red
receives
one
a 3DS
yeah.
XL, a copy of Smash Brothers to 3DS, and a $250 Visa gift card.
So just...
Before anybody goes out there and tries to start practicing so they can win one of these, you have to know that no amount of practice is going to make you able to win one, because the rules are designed to encourage luck as much as humanly possible. The tournaments are 4-player free-for-alls with all items and all levels on, and 6-minute matches.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I believe 6 minutes.
Time matches, not
oh,
stock.
Oh, jeez.
So, like, maybe the worst rules I could think of.
That is almost
not to get into too much the no-items versus items debate.
We can get into that, but...
I'm just saying that's... People play Smash Brothers their own way. I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't care how you play it, but if you're going to run a tournament, there's no point in having a tournament if you're going to discourage
skill. This will get
it over quickly. This will be the fastest way to get 64 people in and out of the GameStop.
They could have made 2-minute time matches. Well, that's the default.
That would
six
be
does seem like a lot.
Yeah, six is like weird. Like it drags at 6 minutes. That's
Four is probably a long match,
yeah.
But it's like it's decent once you get over that. I think it gets kind of like
I can't get this far into the thought process just because the nearest one to here is in Chicago.
Right.
Yeah.
There's I think 38 states don't even have one.
Yeah, quite a few. There's like two or three in Florida, which I think is insane.
Yeah,
it's
really weird.
Like, why? Yeah, there are three in Florida, which is nuts. Like, there are two in Texas, which makes sense, because Texas is a pretty big state, and I'm pretty sure GameStop is headquartered there.
I believe you're right.
Two in California,
that
which is also
sense.
A pretty big
sense.
State, and then just a bunch of other ones in other places. But, yeah, like, really, Florida? Really?
Yeah.
The thing, when Brawl came out, they did something similar. They had GameStop tournaments, but they had them at every GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
you
I was
your way up.
Oh, yeah, and then if you won, then you go to, like, the district GameStop tournament. And, you know, and I won the first one.
The first level.
Yeah, I have a cool trophy over there. It's got a picture of Wario on it. And I'll always remember that. It'll be a treasured memory, along with the treasured memory of losing in the finals of the second one, because I'm a dumb.
Yeah.
Because I'm dumb.
Yeah, but it might even be fun, like, it might almost be worth it to make that trip out to Chicago if it wasn't, like, capped at 64 players.
Right.
But, like, I can't imagine.
And if the rules were better.
Yeah. I can't imagine trying to go with that strict player limit and like the rules being as weird as they are.
Somebody's just gonna get the golden hammer and he's gonna kill five people and that'll be it.
Sam's gonna get three final smashes.
Whoa.
The items thing is kind of just the items thing. I'm assuming is just like you could do it either way, and they just chose to use items maybe because. Well, they're part of the game, so we want to advertise all the functionality in this product.
Yep. It's not a competitive
game. It's four players just because they want to churn people out quicker. Mm-hmm. Like, I bet there was no even question in their mind. They're like, look, if we have four people in as opposed to two, it'll go twice as fast. But, yeah, it's still cool that they're dipping their toe into this stuff with, like, between the E3 thing and now, like, this post-launch.
More stuff like this is good. And
it kind of blows my mind that they want to make it known that they're supporting the competitive community. Like with a Smash demo tournament a few months ago, but go as far out of their way as possible to not even look at what rule set the competitive community actually prefers.
If they turned off items, they'd turn off a lot of the general population, because I think most people will just play it like they play Mario Kart and not really care what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'll see going forward if any of that, like if they keep doing this kind of stuff or if any of that stuff changes.
What'll happen at, what's the fighting game tournament?
Evo.
Evo, yeah.
Next year.
Yeah.
So what kind of rule set they get.
Well, that's still, Evo is still all community organized by just like fighting game fans.
Okay,
so that stuff will probably be pretty close to what I would think.
Well, I know that I think it was an Evo. They had Brawl in it, and they had to use Nintendo's rule set, and they had items on, and it was a disaster.
Yeah, they did that once. I thought that was Melee actually.
That was Brawl.
Okay, I don't remember.
If they played Brawl at Evo, it would have been a while ago because they've only played Melee for the last 2 years, and that's when
this was what killed it.
Yeah, it's been a main stage game for the last 2 years, and I think it might have been in like side events or people's hotel rooms before then.
Mm-hmm. Right,
as far as Evo events go, so yeah, I would be interested to see them do more like stuff themselves as far as organizing tournaments and stuff. We'll see if they pursue any of that.
With Pokemon, they have a similar
they have a larger
circuit for Pokemon, and they run it really well. They have their own company that does only
but
the Pokemon tournaments.
It's not Nintendo though.
But
that's
it's
the Pokemon company.
It's a company owned by Nintendo.
Yeah,
but
Nintendo
it's not
could have
Nintendo
that way
proper.
If they wanted.
Like, yeah, I would kind of chalk this up to being different divisions too. Because if they did like a larger, more focused, like competitive Smash Brothers like series of events. Like Lorraine saying, I could see them either like forming a smaller group to just go do that, or maybe like rolling it into the Pokemon organized play thing. So some of the people who are charged of running that stuff would also run this.
Right.
I bet an event like this is just like hooked up by the marketing department.
Yeah.
So I mean,
this
it's
is
just
not
kind of like
be something
we'll do this to get a couple headlines and people will be kind of into it. But like nobody involved in putting this together probably knows anything about the competitive state of this game.
Or they do, and they just choose to ignore it.
Yeah, they probably just don't.
Yeah,
it's not worth the 10 minutes it takes to figure it out
for sure. Same. Might as well hit all the Nintendo news since we're on this. So you could be playing Smash Brothers at the Nintendo World Store in New York, but you also could have been picking up a limited edition copy of Hyrule Warriors there this past weekend if you wanted to wait.
There were a lot of people
the day
before,
basically.
Right, yeah.
So I guess Nintendo put out a special edition of Hyrule Warriors that in America they only sold at the Nintendo World Store. They only had 300 to 500 copies, and you had to be in line by like 3 a.m. minimum to get one of them.
Yep.
And people were not stoked about it.
No.
Surprise, surprise. I guess that as of today, there's still already listings on eBay that are like buy it now at between $500 and $1,000. I have no idea if they're selling or not, but.
But what makes this special edition so special?
It comes with a
Zelda
scarf.
I know.
Link's beautiful scarf.
Iconic scarf. Yep. I mean, I'm even looking at a poster full of different Link.
Not a scarf to be found.
There's not a scarf to be found.
Does he have a scarf on the cover of the regular game? Because on the cover of the special edition box, he is wearing a scarf.
Yeah. Oh, no.
In this game,
he's
in
got
Hyrule
a new
Warriors.
Hat.
Yeah, he wears the scarf like the entire game that he's in, like his like Link clothes.
Okay. It would have been way funnier if it was just on the special edition.
No.
They made different art. Like, look at the scarf.
This could be you.
This has been an alarming trend in recent years from Nintendo, is to not release special limited editions of the games that are released elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of hope they learned that lesson on this stuff too, and it just gets better. Because like for all their other troubles, especially like monetarily, like I feel like doubling down on this stuff would solve, like it would make a bunch of things better for them. Because like clearly people want it, because people are putting the stuff up on eBay for a bunch of money, and some people must be buying them. And Nintendo needs more money. Period. Just with the way like the Wii U stuff has continued to go. And if they put out more of these, like, People would be interested in them as opposed to feeling fucked over by them, as long as they're, like, interesting, well-made little peckins.
They must have done a study somewhere that says that people just don't buy them.
The more they would put out, the more they would sell to a certain extent. They would certainly sell more than 500 of them.
Yeah.
They definitely stopped making limited editions
of
those
to that number.
Like, there was the Leap Between Worlds limited edition in Canada and Japan.
Yeah, exactly. There are already systems for this. Like, they could just put it out to GameStop and say, go take pre-orders, and like, however many of them you sell, we'll make roughly that many, and that's how many there will be.
There's a Mario Kart. These were all just, they made them for their Nintendo World Store only. Mm-hmm. It's like, you people that live within a mile of this in New York, good for you. Everyone else, fuck off.
Right, and like I said, even if you were there, you would have to get up, show up in the AM the day before for what is ultimately a fucking Dynasty Warriors game. So good on you.
Hey, I'm the guy that spent his day trying to get that Dynasty Warriors game and failed.
Fair enough.
So,
speaking of like the opposite light of these pre-orders, Namco Bandai has actually been getting really good about it, because like with the Tales of Cilia games, like they both had limited edition, like special editions that I have actually gotten, and which I don't think they actually have had here before, not before Cilia, at least not here. I don't think there were any, like, granted they weren't like as big in like previous console generations as they are now, but they're getting better, because I think the Cilia 1 pre-orders were different, but the limited edition stuff for Cilia 2 was identical. And there was a lot of stuff in that thing. There was like an art book, this little like keychain plush thing, and a music CD, like a little statue, and some fancy little like gold compact mirror.
Mm-hmm. And they do direct sales for some of that stuff too, which is also a thing Nintendo should be doing. Like, right. I know Namco Bandai has a website where you can just pre-order those special editions directly from them.
You can go to Amazon or like GameStop or like almost anywhere. They're getting around, which is good.
Maybe Namco, being in charge of Smash to some degree, will make it easy to get some hypothetical Smash limited edition that I don't know if it exists or not.
There's a bundle that comes with a controller and the adapter.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It's been like labeled, I think it was like priced at like $100.
$100.
Yeah, it's $100 for that. Which is not a bad price if you need all that stuff. I don't really need another GameCube controller, so I'm probably not going to buy the whole thing, but I'll totally buy the adapter.
We have, I think, like five white GameCube controllers.
All those white GameCube controllers.
We have two, and two really nice silver ones. Yeah. And I just bought four extension cables on Amazon that are just like 6-foot extenders.
That's neat. Yep.
So that basically turns them into the length of those white controllers.
Right.
Yeah. GameCube's had a good controller. I love that thing.
Mm-hmm. Kidney bean buttons.
Yep. Still perfect. Like that button layout was perfect for Smash Brothers too.
Yeah.
Just like with it being kind of rounded and right up at the top, so you could tap Y. Is that the one that's on top?
Yep.
For jump, and then
Gabe pointed out to me recently that apparently most people use X to jump, not Y.
Yeah,
wrong,
weird.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I know, that's what I said.
You're playing wrong.
Those are probably the same people who use up on the stick.
Yeah, probably not.
Nah.
I mean, maybe they use them interchangeably for some reason.
I guess that is.
I was thinking about it, and like I use Y because I used the up on the C button, or the up C button on the N64, which is actually really weird. Like that was the most out of the
way. I honestly couldn't tell you what I used on the N64.
You could probably, if you picked one up, and
probably
for 5 minutes,
but I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Yeah, N64 was probably just down C. Did they all do it?
Pretty sure they all
did. Yeah, all four C buttons jumped.
I probably just pushed
down
C.
Down C is closer to where X is now, and I think that's why people use X. I don't know. But you can hold up A, B, and Y at the same time with your thumb, so that's why that makes the most sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could even like throw the X button away when it comes to playing Smash Brothers on the GameCube. You could saw that thing off and just pitch it,
if I ever hit it, it's an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Project M, its default is footstool / taunt.
I think some of our schemes had it just to mess with people, but
that's funny. But yeah, like, I don't know. We'll see if they change any of the stuff. Like, this is obvious stuff that I feel like Nintendo should be aligning themselves with, so I guess it kind of depends whether
that old traditional Japanese approach.
Whether there's
things,
someone, within that company,
you're not wrong,
would go to bat for this
we're
stuff.
We're not wrong. You are.
A 70-year-old Japanese executive decided it was so.
Because they're clearly, like, taking baby steps, like, Smash Brothers, like, events like this a little bit and stuff, and the fact that they're even making that adapter thing
that
you can plug GameCube controllers into,
like
that's an awesome, great idea, and it's a thing that they should be doing, and they're doing it.
I couldn't believe it when it was released.
Yeah,
I was like,
it's wonderful.
The fakest article and fakest image I've ever seen.
Yep. Still weird that it's two USB ports.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but whatever.
Yeah, wait to see why that is.
Yeah, I bet. Well, like I said before, I bet one of them's like input and the other one's power.
I hope it works.
Or there's some weird like restriction on the USB bus where somehow they couldn't process that many inputs over a single cable.
I hope it ends up working. The controllers, you can use them with other games too. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you can yet.
Yeah, we'll probably find that out at some point.
Maybe this is going to be their segue into the GameCube Virtual Console.
Maybe,
yeah.
Because I mean, like,
yeah, you and everyone else, including Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be a good idea. Or if they just did more remakes, like, I'd be fine if they were putting out, like, more expensive stuff that they polished up a little bit than just, like,
Mario 64 HD.
Yep.
Whoa. I'd give it $15-$20.
I'd still play, I'd play that. I'd definitely play Sunshine.
Yeah, Sunshine.
Sunshine HD.
That'd
be great.
All those Pikmin games.
Yeah. I'd even play the original Luigi's Mansion again, like, HD-ified or something.
That'd be cool.
I'd give it $5. Maybe.
Good luck with that.
I know.
60. Yeah,
right. I'm not getting my hopes up.
Have an NES like remake of it for $5.
$80
again.
$100
again.
$120
in HD.
$50.
What's in HD?
I'm saying they should release a Prime Trilogy again.
Oh,
but in HD.
And I'm
even
just...
though it doesn't need to be upgraded because it still looks pretty.
Yeah.
But
those games.
So did Wind Waker.
Yeah.
Yep. And then our final bit of Nintendo news for the past couple weeks. Nintendo turned 125 years old.
I saw that.
All right.
It's a cool image on this news article I'm looking at of the Nintendo Playing Card Company. Yeah,
come a long way from making decks of playing cards.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, like, not
that
Legos.
Most of that 125 years, that's all they did.
Yep. So as of September 23rd, apparently, Nintendo was 125 years old. So
it's cool.
Good on you guys. Do your best to stick around for
10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Pull the internet.
You know, 5 or 10.
Yeah. Half the internet thinks you'll be gone in 3 years completely. You know, you'll be third party. You're making Sega games and stuff for PlayStation.
There is definitely a universe where 5 years from now, like, Nintendo is making games for somebody else. But I hope they don't end up on that timeline.
That will never happen. Even if it's financially viable, it won't happen.
You're saying they'll just quit?
I actually think they would go bankrupt before they
would make mobile games before they did that. But
maybe.
But even that...
Yeah. One more failed console and they're out of the console business.
Yeah, well, that's where their fate becomes truly questionable. Like, we know that after the Wii U has run its course, they will do another thing. After that, who can say?
Let's see.
Right, yeah.
I hope it has a tablet.
Quality of life...
I haven't heard about that lately.
Helps you be healthy or whatever.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, I would like to see Nintendo stick around
Fatality
for a lot of reasons.
Sensor.
Like, there are, for all of their, like, weird backwardsness and kind of, like, sluggishness to adapt to stuff, they provide things that other people in the video game market aren't providing. Like, they're basically the only creator of kind of, like, middle-of-the-road products, like, scope-wise. not quality-wise, because for the most part, they're doing stuff that is still, like, has a very high bar.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're not making tiny, shitty, like, phone and tablet games, and they're not also not making, like, Destiny. They're not making these giant, like, hundreds of thousands of players supporting, like, multiplayer infrastructures. They're making still, like, really solid, like...
Good Kirby.
Middly spec'd, like, single-player or,
broad
like, local
appeal.
Multiplayer or kind of, like, low-end online multiplayer games. And, like, that's a thing that pretty much everybody else has kind of gotten out of the market on.
Yeah.
Like, nobody else really makes products to that scope anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is either way bigger or way smaller. It's all dog shit touch stuff.
Your game's got a $100
like,
million dollar budget.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a $10,000 budget.
Yeah, basically.
Or like a $5 budget.
Yep. One Subway foot long
Flappy
with
Bird.
The game, please.
Flappy Bird's like $2.
$5 too much?
Don't be so hard on Flappy Bird. Like, what happened around it was incredibly stupid, but that's that and whatever the other thing that is almost the same, Swing Copter.
Yeah.
I didn't know about that one.
It's his sequel to it.
Whatever.
There is a little bit of design in there. They are entertaining for what they are.
I guess.
Somebody at least had an idea.
Like, in the sense that each of those games is like one really good WarioWare minigame. That's basically what I would
for like 5 seconds and then move on.
Well, I mean,
like
a WarioWare mini game.
No, that's what I said. That's where that was coming from. WarioWare. I know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
What?
So it, like, it's pretty easy to hate on Flappy Bird.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I think, whatever. It's all right.
I don't hate the guy. Like, I mean,
be worse.
Everybody else made it huge. He just made a little project and then was like, I can't handle this.
Mm-hmm.
And left. And then everyone, like, kind of death threatened him, but not enough because he's not a woman.
So. Oh, wow.
Wow.
You're right.
Indeed.
I bet you if it had been
right.
a female game designer who made Flappy
Bird, probably would have been worse.
They would have like burned her.
It definitely would have been more personal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's usually worse.
The kind where I don't feel comfortable joking about it.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. We had that discussion.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was calling back to.
Yeah.
But yeah, and like other than that, as far as like it would just be a incredibly sad amount of history to lose in a, like a very short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like if Nintendo goes out, they've been making games since video games were essentially mature.
They
like basically in the
video
post in the post Atari era where video games had more depth than like a single button and like two colors on screen. Like they've been there making stuff, and in many cases, like up until probably like. Even in the Wii, like with the motion control stuff,
yeah.
for
yeah,
like as kind
they've
of
been
weird
pioneering
as it was,
stuff all over.
Yeah,
place.
They were still pushing the boundaries of what the
it
industry was doing.
The whole industry. When
they're
it
still
it,
even if you kind of think about it, they're still kind of doing it with like the 3DS and the Wii U because like a lot of consoles now have like second screen functionality that probably wouldn't have even been added had the Wii U
mm-hmm.
and 3DS or like even DS had not done that.
Right.
So mm-hmm. it might not be as prominent anymore, but they're still like. Causing effects.
Yeah, and at the very least, you want them to take. You would like to see them take chances like that, because none of that stuff was like a guaranteed success out of the gate. The Wii certainly wasn't.
No.
Like, it worked out for them incredibly well.
Beyond yeah. anyone's expectations.
Right, exactly, because mm-hmm. it just hit, and Wii Sports was a super compelling thing when you first touched it and got a hold of it. But I mean, like, that wasn't far from a guaranteed success before it came out.
Mm-hmm.
The. Releasing the DS period was far from a guaranteed
right.
success.
But originally, it was just an experiment.
Yeah, much so, exactly, that they were when they first announced the thing, they were like,
we're still making Game
yeah,
Boys.
Yeah, we're still making Game Boys, but this
we're
is like our side project. And then it became the new thing.
It did not Virtual Boy out.
Nope. Right? Yeah, so I don't know.
I mean, I remember how skeptical I was when I first saw a DS.
I
was like,
so
it has
like,
two screens.
And the Wii, for that matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're with you in spirit, Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing what you do and
maybe be a little smarter about it.
Yeah. yeah just
try to learn. Just like focus for like a second.
Be less Japanese. That one's not gonna happen.
No.
Let me if honestly I feel like if Nintendo of America were in charge of everything, they'd be better off.
Or at least
it.
Like playing a bigger role
possible.
Or something.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
playing
baseball
a bigger
games.
Role, having some input.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to say things like, you know what, we should make a Metroid game. And
yeah,
not
like,
it, like,
I mean, like, well,
than...
they did good stuff with, like, Retro. Like,
yeah.
Retro, like, they, like, that's an American company, and they've made, like, really good, like, first-party, like, property games.
Mm-hmm. From what I understand, that's kind of actually what happened, like, from the stuff I've read and, like, heard about, that's kind of what happened to Sega
mm-hmm.
that ultimately ended up in their downfall, is, like, Sega of America and the Genesis were crushing it, and Sega of Japan was just, like, kind of fucking up. From
mm-hmm.
that whole like late Genesis all the way through the Dreamcast era,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately, yeah, ultimately yeah. they just piled too much crap onto the
top over,
like a fully clicked in Genesis one.
Yeah, exactly. Your 32X on top of your Genesis, on top of your Sega CD, attached to your Sega network.
They tried to
there
click the Saturn on top of that, and it just
fell over.
The Dreamcast
was successful and had a successor. It was probably awesome.
Yep.
Dreamcast
not
is
this,
cool.
Not this one.
Nope.
Darkest
Dreamcast
Timeline.
Oh, roll the dice.
One.
Yeah, oh, critical
well,
miss. We're all dead.
You're about to die.
Five. Now we're rolling dice, people.
Yep.
All right, what else is on this list? Hearthstone passed 20 million players.
Wow.
Which
damn.
Is a lot of
yeah.
players.
Holy shit.
So I mean,
I know it's free to play.
That's really all you need to know about that. There's a shitload of people playing Hearthstone, and then the next piece of news ties into that really well, which is Blizzard has officially canceled their next gen MMO product,
right.
codenamed Titan.
I didn't know that.
Yep,
I knew that.
That was this week.
So there is no more. Presumably, they don't have an MMO in development at all.
I thought they were doing it WoW 2, but I could
maybe.
Be mistaken.
I don't actually know. That entirely
could there
possible.
Ever be a WoW like? Two.
I mean, sure, they're
yes.
good.
Yeah.
Would it not just be like an expansion?
Even if it's like the same it. Game and they actually redo like all of the art and stuff,
I
like
guess.
That would be
and,
enough
and
to we'll call it a WoW sequel.
Mm-hmm. And tell a lot of people would
tell everybody to get
oh,
new
yeah.
characters.
Right. Yeah. We said level
14
cap
was basically
they,
11 too.
Wait, isn't that this week too? They're like sweeping the WoW database.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Culling names
recent,
that haven't
yeah.
used
deleting
in
stuff
years
for people haven't. been logged on in quite a while.
Dan and Dad, no.
Yeah, I wonder if our old names will go with that.
It's been at least like 2 years.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like that.
I feel like it might be longer.
I feel like that says a lot both about the state of games in general. Like if you compare those two things, like Hearthstone growing and WoW shrinking and this new product getting canceled, and like the state of MMOs in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's really hard to make a game like that, it turns out.
Oh, yeah.
And even those guys, the people who like, for all intents and purposes, matured the genre. Like, sure WoW did. Is the
That's
gold
the
standard for massively multiplayer online mm-hmm. RPGs.
Yeah, they're struggling.
And they, you know, they beat their heads against it for however long that game was being made. I think, I'm going to say like 5 or 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just couldn't build something that was as compelling as the other stuff they'd put out before.
Yep.
And that's basically what it said in the press release. They're like, look, we kept hacking at this, and ultimately it wasn't that much fun.
It's
Which, I mean,
a lot
I
of cool
think
ideas.
It's good to
it's,
recognize
it's,
that.
We're
yeah,
enjoying it.
That's probably for everyone's like benefit, though.
I don't think it never had any official like releases or even
no,
announcements.
No,
it was
they,
all just
you've never seen
like,
footage.
They,
right?
they did. They confirmed to people like if when
yeah, we're working
journalists
on this
bothered
thing.
To ask about it, they were like, "Yeah, we're working on this product," but there was never like trailers or a real name or anything like that. It was all like internal.
This isn't a Legend 3 scenario.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't. Mm. It never became a product and then got canceled. It was always
it's
something internally that they never really revealed to the outside world.
PSO2 in America.
And I think they probably realized that the MMOs as a market isn't worth going after any more than they already are.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
When you have the market cornered,
the market.
There's no way
yeah.
to, like, there's
improve
no real reason
that.
To, like, go for more.
Yeah.
Sure. And then,
like, upset people.
Like I said, from a dollars and cents perspective, if you're, like, purely looking at spreadsheets determining what projects we pursue, like, 20 million people playing Hearthstone, that game was made by a team of, like,
yeah,
15 or 20 dudes or something. And WoW is made and maintained by hundreds of people and has, like, a third of those subscribers. Granted, they're actually paying, like,
yeah,
consistently.
Yeah, 20 million. How many of them played even a dollar into the
right,
game?
Right, then that would be the other piece of that, like, data to see. Mm-hmm. But still, people are at least, like, super engaged with the other thing, which is the first part, right? So, interesting kind of scary times.
I'm kind of curious to see where, like, the Destiny, whatever genre you would call that game, goes in the future. Because if Destiny's successful enough, I've got to think somebody else is going to try to make a game sort of like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not that many people could, but yeah,
no,
you could
yeah.
see,
no.
like, maybe an EA takes a stab at making...
Call of
right.
Duty, World Warfare.
Right,
yep.
something like that. World
yep.
War 3.
That might be, like, the only thing that would get me to pick up another Call of Duty game.
Yeah.
Is if they put numbers on dudes. I want to shoot a guy in the head
like
and see, like, see 9999 fall out of him.
I did it.
Pick up a shiny piece purple loot.
Yeah, yep.
Falls out of his
my purple dog tags. My
why is it always purple?
I don't know.
Like it works when I see the color purple. Now I think of awesome loot, but it
seems to be pretty standard.
Is that
a,
is that purple in WoW or is that a pre WoW?
I don't know.
Thing
I couldn't tell you.
If it
like,
wasn't
I don't
WoW,
go back to like EverQuest.
If it wasn't WoW, it was probably EverQuest or maybe like Ultima or something.
Mm-hmm. It was not Ragnarok Online. Okay. I can tell you that.
Fair enough.
You're welcome.
Yep, darn. Oh, man. All right, we got a couple other random things in news. Harmonix is shutting down Rock Band Network this week, which is interesting. And
it's going to happen eventually.
Yeah. Mm. Well, this isn't like even the game servers, which I think you could still play online because I'm pretty sure that stuff was just integrated with like Xbox Live or whatever. Or or the regular DLC, which you can still buy most of it. Like some of that stuff has just gone offline, like individually as contracts have expired. Like we don't have the license to sell this anymore, so they just pull like individual tracks down from the store every once in a while. But Rock Band Network was their system that they released that allowed anybody to publish songs to Rock Band.
Oh, yeah.
So they had put out, like, a series of authoring tools that were basically the stuff they used in-house to chart tracks and, like, add vocals and stuff. Mm. And just let anybody use them. So if you had, like, an indie band or whatever, or if you somehow were part of a team of, like, a mid-tier, like, band and you wanted to get stuff into Rock Band without, like, negotiating with them when all
you
that stuff was, like,
at
its peak. Yeah, you just kind of did it, and then you could publish stuff for yourself. So, yeah, that's not surprising in the slightest,
right,
but, I mean, it's just one more little, like, chink in the end of that.
Yeah, that one came
kind of short-lived.
Fast,
yeah, that kind of short-lived, like, rhythm game.
All of a sudden, I think they pumped out a whole bunch of Rock Band games, and I guess nobody bought them. So, well, that's the end of that.
Yeah. too much too fast. Yeah, like, that, basically, yeah. That they burned bright and
we had
very quickly.
Four or five Guitar Hero games and a handful of Rock Band games in the span of 3 or 4 mm-hmm. years.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I played a little bit of Guitar Hero 2 and 3 again the other
yeah.
day.
Yeah, yeah.
They're still really fun too. Games.
They
I feel
are
like
what
if
they
those,
are.
I feel like if those had come out about half as often that maybe we'd still be
yeah.
seeing those consistently. Like if they had one yeah. done one every other year or something.
I'm more surprised that they would just not milk DLC for those for a long time
yeah.
because the games had no content
yeah.
besides
yeah.
new music.
Right, and that's what they did with Rock Band, and I kind of
yeah.
like as opposed to Guitar Hero, because Rock Band they ended with like over 2,000 official songs.
Right, which is awesome.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I liked Rock Band better than Guitar Hero 2.
Yeah, it definitely overtook it as being kind of like the Harmonix Evolution product of those original Guitar Hero games.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I almost wonder if they were, like, beholden on a business level from the people above them, because they had gotten, like, Guitar Hero got sold to Activision, like,
mm-hmm.
Red Octane, that was the company that made Guitar Hero, and Harmonix got sold to MTV when MTV like, had a game
yeah.
arm for, like, a month.
Yep. That was that.
Yep. And then, like, I wonder if there was a lot of business pressure from each side. Like, it was basically, like, an arms race of... Look, if they're going to release
yeah.
a game this year, we have to release a game this year. And it was just like a self-fulfilling prophecy of we're both going to churn out like games
game
as quickly as we can
more,
that
yeah.
are roughly like
I felt
attempting
like were,
to be feature parody.
I definitely felt like there were years where more than one Guitar Hero game came out.
There were, yeah, because
yeah,
they released Aerosmith and 3 in the same year,
okay.
I'm pretty sure. And they released
the Beatles,
2 and 80s
and
were,
Metallica.
Okay. were within like 12 months of each other.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't know if they were the same calendar year, but they were definitely, like, very
yeah,
close.
The
together.
Games aren't different enough to really warrant that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
and
the
that...
one thing that they would need really need to put in there was, like, the manpower of getting licenses for songs. Like,
mm-hmm.
they're not changing
yeah.
the engine. There's no need to. They're just plugging in songs, and an algorithm spits out, like, the notes. They're not, like...
Well, no, they did chart that stuff by hand.
Did they? Oh,
yeah.
okay. I don't
so that
know.
Took effort.
I guess.
Yeah, humans input all the notes you would input on those songs. A human being laid those down.
I suppose.
I'm going to guess that for most of these compilations, especially get into like Beatles and Aerosmith, the licensing fees on that must have been astronomical.
Yeah,
and you need
yeah,
to, you need
Beatles
to sell.
Definitely
yeah,
were.
Beatles
you need to sell a huge amount just to break even.
The Beatles specifically, I think, was kind of the one that took the wind out of Rock Band
uh-huh.
sales a little
yeah.
bit because they.
But it was also the only one that I really wanted.
I like it a lot. I was looking at. I still want to get deeper into this, so I'll have more to report later on, but. I was looking at, there's a whole customs community for Rock Band, because basically there's a specifically patched version of Rock Band 3 that if you run, like, that version of the game on Xbox
mm-hmm.
Live, you can just load any custom song onto
That's
it and
awesome.
Just run any song that you that someone has charted.
Cool.
And there's a group of people, God, I don't remember their name, I'll look it up later and we'll shout them out again at some point in the future, but they're releasing weekly DLC like they used to.
That's
like, there's
awesome.
There's a group of, like, 5 or 6 dudes, I think, who are consistently putting out new charted songs for...
That's cool.
There really is an internet community for everything.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
So that's pretty amazing.
It's, like, a good version of Rule 34.
Yeah, and I was looking at, like, which files I would need to grab or whatever to load some of that stuff up. And then the other thing I was looking for, which I didn't find, but I do know is possible, is, how to rip the Beatles game and just load those into Rock Band 3 so you can have everything in one product.
Yeah. I don't know if I still have it upstairs or not.
Yeah, I have the disc. I just couldn't find, like, the exact, like, files you needed to,
right.
like, make sure all the charts worked correctly and all
mm.
that stuff. But
different charts for the different songs.
Yeah, those games are really fun in their time. If I had, like, room to set all that stuff up still, like, it would probably just be perpetually out. And
that probably didn't help
so
either, is that it required a big
yeah,
setup.
Yeah, there was overhead. Mm-hmm. Like, you needed some space to do it.
And for a while, it was cool. It was fun. People were coming to your house to play Rock Band, but not that often.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, you just want to put all that crap away.
Yeah. Yeah, I do miss those
and
games.
If you lived in an apartment and you were, like, above someone, you
right.
they hated
play
yeah.
those drums.
They
were still too loud.
Came downstairs mm-hmm. and... threatened you.
Yeah. Yeah. They did. There was I think it was around E3 time, one of the Harmonix executives said that there would be a Rock Band game this generation of consoles, but no other details were given.
Well,
and it's not in active development.
There was a Kickstarter for something. I think
they
it was
did
Harmonix.
Amplitude.
Yeah. Was it?
Oh,
and it didn't
right.
it didn't meet its numbers. So
no,
they
did finally
it.
Make it, just
okay.
barely. But Amplitude was like the Harmonix pre-Guitar Hero game. They put out Amplitude and Frequency. I don't remember which one was which. One was a sequel to the other.
Okay.
That were basically like controller games, controller-based games that you played
okay.
on PS2 that were kind of similar to Rock Band, except you were in charge of all the tracks. So there would be like note tracks for different instruments or vocals or whatever within a song. You kind of weave back and forth and
okay.
like play the instrument on the track you're on. They were really interesting. Yeah, they were pretty cool from what I remember.
Remember the Guitar Hero DS game?
Oh. I'm aware of it. Did anyone here play
I've
it?
Never seen it.
I never played it. Not even, like, I think I tried it in, like, a Target display or something when they would have had someone set up at the store, but I never owned or played one, like, that someone had bought.
Yeah, I could not wrap my mind around it when I first saw it, so I'm like, no.
I think it was hilarious.
It was hilarious.
And it could only be played on, like, regular DS lights because it required the Game Boy Advance port because you had to, like, plug the weird little mitten that had the four buttons on it into the GBA slot.
Yep.
Came with that cool stylus that was like a guitar pick with a little nub on the end.
Video games.
I forgot those even existed until you brought that up.
The DSi might be worth something now.
The DSi possibly was the end of Rock Band.
Yeah, there you go. That was it. We can't make portable Guitar Hero games anymore, so.
Damn. We're out of the business.
Yep.
Put too much money into the peripheral.
You draw tablet.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of things shutting down... The last thing I have in here for news is that Sony is closing PlayStation Home after 6 years. Do any of you guys even know what PlayStation Home is?
Not really.
No.
It was like their social media thing.
You should go upstairs to the PlayStation 3 that you have and download it immediately.
All right.
It is their free-to-play, basically a non-lewd Second Life equivalent.
Oh.
Like, it was Sony's virtual world that you could just download and log into on PlayStation 3 for free. That has just, like, environments where you can, like, hang out and get a virtual beer with your virtual bros and go, like, watch virtual movie trailers in virtual theaters with other people in the world and just, like, hang out in, like, branded marketing areas.
Instead of downloading it, I'm going to YouTube it.
Okay.
And 30 seconds into that, I'm going to close it.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right, good. That's about as much effort as I'm willing to give that.
Yep. So Sony is pulling the plug on that.
No.
To everyone's expectation.
There's probably like
wasn't
six
it big
people
in Japan?
There.
It was bigger, I think, in Japan than it was here. But it's already been shut down in Japan.
Mm.
Like, they shut it down last month, I think. And they're shutting it down here and then, like, Europe in the next couple weeks.
Do you think there's some nerd somewhere who spends all his time in that game?
Like, Matrixed in?
Like, yeah, basically.
Probably. There's a guy who has, like, a dev kit one of the Oculus that he somehow modded to run on a standard PlayStation 3 and is just, like, laying back in his like,
Sword
lazy
Art
boy.
Online.
Yeah, exactly. Jacked into the Matrix.
This is my world, man.
Yep.
Please don't shut off my world.
Don't shut off my home.
He's going to have to mitigate
here.
His Second Life and Battle Empire.
Oculus Rift is going to change everything.
I wish I could remember the name of it. I watched a video of someone playing a really early version, I think it was, of like an Oculus game where you had like these two like claws and you like shot them out and like you could latch onto like green things and one of them was like a swing and the other like so you just like kind of like swing on the rope and the other one was like just like pulled you towards it and he was like traversing this big environment with like he just like you looking through the Oculus and stuff.
Is this like a first person game?
Yes.
Okay.
On the Oculus.
That's not a guarantee. There's like Lucky's Tale and some
I guess.
Other stuff that isn't actually like.
But it was all like first person and it was like. It was interesting to watch it. I can't even imagine like actually playing it. That looks crazy. But it's just kind of like. Because you just like shoot them out and you just like zoom over there and there's like this huge expansive environment and you're just like looking around. It was cool.
Sandbox games with the Oculus in first person are going to be something else.
Yeah,
and
I can't wait until
that treadmill thing. You walk around.
How long will it be until Minecraft is on VR?
10 seconds.
Especially
at the end of this
Microsoft.
Podcast.
Say, that's probably a little more like
feasible
dispute
now,
than it would have been
yeah.
before. Well, no, because Microsoft doesn't have a VR option yet. Like, I guess they could latch themselves to Oculus, but like Sony's got their proprietary thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Oculus is a third-party product that they could like partner up with for PC support. But.
Right.
It's kind of interesting that Microsoft hasn't announced a
VR
solution.
Game. Nintendo's not going back there.
That one once was enough.
Yep.
They came back to motion controls eventually, or aiming, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
It's been about that long.
Yeah.
Mm. The 3DS,
honest
3D gaming,
sure.
Portable 3D gaming.
Honestly, I feel like that
on two screens.
That arena is not necessarily better served by more products. So hopefully, we don't get a bunch. Like, if there's like seven different VR standards with different heads hardware that work slightly differently, like that's not going to do anyone any good.
Sorry, I want them to eventually partner up with a big movie studio and put the rest out.
Yep.
Sony was so close to being just completely
people are doing
dead.
Some weird stuff like
I'm now
that.
Now glad at the time I wanted it to happen, but now I'm glad it didn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in the same token, you don't want, like, you want Xbox, Microsoft's Xbox business to be sustainable at the very least.
Because
ultimately, like, nobody benefits from, like, mm-hmm. if Sony puts Microsoft and Nintendo out of business, things are not going to continue to be all roses in Sony land once they have no competition.
Like, so, you know how much you love your cable company?
Yeah, exactly. How good Comcast is treating you, since in many cases they're your only option for cable and internet.
Everyone loves a good Monopoly.
Mm-hmm. Nobody loves Monopoly.
Nobody
loves Monopoly.
I encourage everyone who ever hears this to go into your game closet, take your copy of Monopoly, and burn it.
Light it on fire.
Do the future generations a favor and just mm-hmm. get that out of the
At
way,
very
please.
Least don't play it with your kids.
No, yeah. Don't even let them
or
see
anyone
it.
Else.
Destroy
I would probably
it.
Want to do
throw
that.
It in the volcano.
Ideally,
take
I can't. I can't guarantee
a drive where people bring their
Monopoly burning.
We burn all of them.
Sure, I can't guarantee that there is not a future where some child that I have would play Monopoly, but.
If they did, it would not be one of their first games or game.
You could turn that into a game design lesson if you wanted to teach them how things function.
There
like,
you go,
this is fine. Something that is kind of bad. Here are the reasons that it's kind of bad.
Make it better.
Yeah, that would be an excellent make Monopoly fun.
We tried.
That's my challenge to you.
Wade and I put a month of theory crafting into that, and it didn't work.
Fun once almost.
Monopoly fundamentally broken.
I wonder if you you just repurposed the board, like scrapped
you have to
everything.
The whole board.
Yeah. No, like you kept the like everything that was on the board, but took all like the
numbers.
You could keep the money like that, it doesn't matter. But like change what you do with it. Like
just, what do you mean?
Like you have all the pieces.
Okay.
You just kind of change like the win state, how you acquire stuff, like I'm sure there's a way to do that.
Probably. I don't like the board either, though. Or just the movement.
Mm-hmm.
Change that.
All of it means... Basically, if you want to make Monopoly good, you have to literally change
everything,
about it. And then it's not Monopoly anymore.
Yep.
Agricola.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cats running in the background. So that's pretty much it for news. I've got a couple things here on new releases that we can go over really quick. I don't know if anyone's going to have any strong opinions on any of this stuff. Our Warriors is out. Sure, Kyle will eventually acquire a copy of that.
Maybe.
Check back in next time.
Exactly.
We'll
just like the
will Kyle get a copy? Find out next week.
Be running gags. Have you gotten Hyrule Warriors yet? No.
All the Kmart's closed.
My only copy is stuck in limbo somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah, they shipped it. It's in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how.
Yep. I have. This was more relevant when Gabe was still going to be on the show, but Arcana Heart 3, Love Max, which the words Love and Max are all in caps. It has like 5 exclamation points after the word Max.
I'm sold.
That is out for the PlayStation 3 and Vita. All
right.
I'm
pretty sure that's a DLC expansion to an existing anime fighting game.
Good.
Gabe would know and probably know if it's worth talking about. But
yeah.
He's not here.
He has not asked me to give him back his PS3 yet.
There you go.
So.
He clearly doesn't want to play it that badly.
Hopefully not.
Yep.
That reminds me, I don't know if any of you watch Gravity Falls.
I haven't been able to check it out.
The newest episode, there's the stereotypical dumb male character.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to get a date, so he plays a Japanese online or a Japanese dating sim game, and it goes crazy. It's really funny.
Oh, sounds awesome.
There are multiple squid jokes monsters referenced.
That sounds good.
There was something I wanted to actually tell you.
So go
when
watch
we
it.
Were at Best Buy yesterday, was it? The day before
so.
Or something like that.
Whatever.
They were just running stuff for like the Infinity 2.0, and there is like a Gravity Falls like area pack where you can just like paint everything to like look like that. I saw that and I was like, Kyle likes that show.
That's a great show. Everyone, it's made by people mm-hmm. who grew up watching like The Simpsons and everything.
Yeah, I've heard it's really good. And I've only seen little clips of it, but it seems like funny and well made. But I've just never.
There's
one more thing I haven't had the chance
to
check out.
Yeah.
Like it's building a universe kind of slowly, but like each individual episode, that's not the point of the episode. But after you watch it for a couple of seasons, you start to get a better idea of like the world around it. And
that's cool.
Yeah,
neat.
There's they value continuity.
Sure, because on some level, it's kind of like a Twin Peaks-esque throwback thing, right? Because that's the whole motif or whatever.
Yeah,
that's Lost. What they're channeling. Yeah, that's cool. I definitely want to check that out at some point. I will check that out at some point.
Very good. Thank you.
I don't know when, but I guarantee I will do it.
It's only the second season, so you got
there's like 30 episodes total.
That's about right.
Very
getting
cool.
quick before it gets big.
Yep. Say, Lorraine, speaking
it'll
of...
it'll be canceled soon.
Speaking of Disney Infinity, that thing came out. So there's Disney Infinity Marvel Superheroes Edition.
Yes! Release.
I've never been less excited for something with
Put
Marvel
Star Wars and then I'll be excited.
Yeah, even with Star Wars,
yep.
I just can't...
I guarantee that's next year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where do you go from Marvel other than to Star Wars?
Has anyone seen... I can't remember the name, but there's the Parks and Rec episode where the nerd... filibusters and just goes on and on about the crossover universe between Star Wars and X-Men and Marvel Universe.
He was talking about Thanos.
Thanos and Moon Knight.
Like the Millennium Falcon
comes
in and shoots Patton Oswalt.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yes, that was amazing.
Season?
And there was a an extended version.
He goes on for like an 8-minute tear-off of just amazing comic book references.
I read that for that. They basically told him, like, you can talk about whatever you want.
No, he was a guest star.
And by the end, people in the background were just cracking up. They couldn't hold it in anymore.
Yep.
Yeah. Man, that was good.
It's quality internet material.
I need to rewatch that last season.
The newest season of Parks and Rec is now on Netflix, so.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
We were watching that as it came out. So we'll
watch it and Gravity Falls and probably some other things we've talked about.
Angel.
If we talk about something,
Buffy.
Usually that's a
Buffy.
Good recommendation.
Great.
Not always.
Usually. We'll disclaimer it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. in that.
It's got Patton Oswalt in it.
Yeah.
Yep. What else? Say, you get your plastic toy needs met with.
Remember back
stuff.
In the day when you just bought an action figure?
Yep.
Didn't hook up to anything. Didn't
you can still do it.
The thing about
these
is like,
they're neat.
They're interesting because they have data on them, but they're also less functional action figures.
Yeah,
like, you can't pose them or, like, play with them outside of the game, really. Mm-hmm. They're just stuck in a
Which
static pose.
Which kind of seems like a missed opportunity. Especially for, like, the Skylander stuff.
I think they were looking to keep the production costs down.
Yeah,
I
probably.
Because
they're only, like,
the less they spend, the
no,
less they spend
like,
to make those figures, the
I
more they
the more
can
money
keep
they,
of the money they charge for
13.
Them.
They, like, inflated once that, like, blew up.
Yeah.
They got
expensive.
Yeah,
they have gotten more expensive, like... It's a steep curve up because I think when they started, like those original like Skylanders toys were like $8 each.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then over the course of that first game being out, they like raised the MSRP to like 9 or 10.
They went crazy.
And then now, those Disney figures are like $12 or $13.
I think they were $14 or $15. Some of like those new ones.
How much are Amiibos supposed to be?
$12.
I think
they're $12 or $13.
I think they're $12.99 on Amazon.
That's
right
enough
now.
That I probably won't buy any.
Yeah, maybe one or two.
I just want a Fox one. That's all I need.
I'll buy a Wii Fit trainer because that's dumb.
Probably get Fox and Yoshi.
Check out my
Wii Fit
trainer
that's
action
a good one
figure.
It's going to be a Shulk toy.
Yeah, that's...
You can really feel it.
We were talking about it. Like, that's going to be the only Shulk toy that exists in any country.
See, those
are
going to
be the only
you
Fox
want to buy
toy
the weird
that like,
one.
Ever
yeah.
exists
like,
ever,
you can find
basically.
Mario toys
yeah.
or like
You're
Zelda
so
toys
jealous.
Wherever.
I'm so jealous.
There's going to be an Ike toy.
Yeah, buy an Ike, buy a Shulk, buy an Animal Crossing Villager.
Dark Pit. The Duck Hunt Dog.
Buy a Duck Hunt Dog toy.
Star Fox, because they're going to just kill it again.
So. Not Wolf.
No Wolves.
No Wolves.
There are going to be
the matter?
For non-Smash
Scared?
Too,
yeah, they're for other games.
Eventually.
Mm-hmm.
If they came out with a Woolly World Yoshi one. Dime.
I would buy that.
I would buy it.
Would it just be a knitted wool Yoshi?
I don't care.
It
would be adorable.
You can make that.
My sister could make that.
You could go log into Etsy and buy it.
Diana could
go.
Make that. She made me a little knitted fox. It's
I almost
cute.
Bought Wade a BMO. It was like knitted.
Nice.
I don't know why.
That's really the opposite of what BMO
is. It was like
is.
A year or two before Adventure Time exploded and was everywhere.
That's funny. Yeah, that stuff's out. Other stuff that's being that has been released this past week. FIFA 15 is out. I don't think anyone at this table.
It's a big deal.
That.
But it is
a really
big deal.
Awesome game.
Not in this country.
Yeah, a lot of people like soccer.
Even in this country.
That's it for what it is in this country. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's out on like every platform imaginable.
Nintendo systems.
No Nintendo systems.
Yep.
Yeah.
EA does not do that crap anymore.
Yep. Yeah. Disney Infinity was out on Wii U. They didn't put out a Wii version. Which
Good.
Doesn't necessarily surprise me.
I honestly think they should like. I've been maybe I just haven't paid attention too much in like previous generations, but they really seem to be putting out a lot of stuff like current and last gen systems.
they'll hold on to it for a long time just because there's a huge install base.
They did that a little last time. And I
maybe
feel
it
like,
is just bigger this
yeah,
time.
I feel like every subsequent time like they come out with consoles, longer. That'll probably get longer because yeah. They'll be slightly more similar power-wise, and the install base is presumably, like, if the group of people who are playing console video games and buying consoles continues to grow, like, each subsequent time, there will be a larger install base than the last time there was a changeover.
I guess that's true. But it just seems like it's been, I mean, like, the two big ones, like, PS4 and Xbox One, like, coming out a year, they're still, like, crazy, like, it's coming out on 360 and PS3 as well. That just seems kind of weird. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter for them because
I'll be
like,
weirded out if it's still happening a year from now.
Yeah,
sure.
Definitely.
Yeah,
that's about the cutoff.
If by like, yeah, exactly. If like all the if most holiday 2015 games are coming out on like both, that'll be a little strange.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I bet that's when it starts really tailing off.
I hope so.
Like I bet stuff in early in the middle of next year will still kind of be like that, and it'll just gradually go down.
Companies are just kind of like wasting manpower, like.
Assassin's Creed, I think, is only going to be on next gen. Halo 5.
They're making like
a
last gen. Like new
Halo remake.
Assassin's Creed, aren't they?
Yeah, they're separate games
this
year.
Okay.
Like the new, like Unity.
There's a new one
like,
that's on next gen consoles, and then there's an older one that's
like
for
a
the chuds.
Like, isn't it like a 4 spinoff or something like that? Aren't there pirates? I think they're pirates.
Yeah, probably.
Who cares?
Let's go with that.
Who cares is right.
Yep.
NBA 2K15 is about to come out, and this goes back to a conversation we had a little bit ago, but. Their only competition hasn't really been making games for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So NBA 2K15 is not going to be better than 2K14 in almost any way.
Mm-hmm.
But I might buy it anyway.
Yep. It's got good-looking cardboard cutout faces.
It puts my numbers on the right team.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
There you go.
And it has
Man, that is a fascinating story. Like, the tale of how the NBA Elite games... Yeah. Because, that's right. They were NBA Live originally, and I think
the last couple times
they tried to reboot them, they
last
might have been
year
called
was
NBA
the only time
LA.
They were able to actually release one, and it was hot garbage.
Yep.
Which is real sad.
Yeah. Because it was, I think, the 2012 game, which would have been, like, the first game they released in a while, they pressed discs and then canceled it.
Wow.
So there are, like, 10 or 15 of them known to exist that are worth a bunch of money. Just
I've heard about that.
They're these weird, rare things.
Yeah. You see them at GameStop every... Or an article about somebody else that found
one
of GameStop.
Yeah, but like, that's incredible. Like, that's an amazing story that they got a product like to physical production, and then we're like, nope,
they
realized
it was
shitty.
It was so bad for their brand that they couldn't even release it.
Yep. And then they're not releasing a game this year, right? But presumably
they delayed it. I don't know if it's still being released or not.
Yeah.
So
because they put one out last year and
it
wasn't very good,
from
what I heard.
Yeah. 2K was probably scared for a minute, and then it came out, and then they were not scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
I feel like it was very similar to the Battle, like, everybody was looking at EA for multiple games, because it was that and Battlefield 4 that just kind of came out and were either, like, broken or feature incomplete or both.
Right.
And there were basically, like, two press releases in the same day almost. They were like, look, we're trying to fix this stuff.
Yeah.
And just, like, please don't leave.
Exactly. That's probably within a week of the SimCity coming out.
Don't
sell
the games,
just being a mess.
Please. We're just trying to
2013, not the hottest year for EA products.
People don't like EA, justifiably.
Yeah.
They make a lot of stuff.
They do make
they're putting out a larger quantity of products than Activision. Activision
diverse.
Makes, like, three games.
They make a lot of different games.
Yeah.
One of them involves all the toys ever.
Say, Activision makes Skylanders, Destiny, and Call of Duty.
Yep.
Name another Activision product.
They still own Blizzard, right?
Yes.
Isn't that, like,
I guess
all
that's
they
true.
Need, though?
Yeah, those are
what
just
else do they really
big
need?
Franchises there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot
they
of manpower.
Nintendo.
Right.
Good. That'll end well.
Yeah, they've been stripping dudes down. Like, they took, Neversoft apart. Like, first they were making, like, Tony Hawk or whatever, and, like, they did a bunch of other weird stuff. Then they got tagged with Guitar Hero and...
Kiss of Death.
Yeah, exactly. Then, from then, I think they just, like, did support on Call of Duty products until now they are no more than, like, dudes who, like, were at that team who are still employed by Activision just got folded into teams who worked on Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a couple more
people
things.
People buy them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps the industry alive.
Yeah. I suppose.
Those games were really, like, the earlier, like, Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2, like, those games were awesome.
Yeah.
They were a lot of fun. And then now it's they're continuing to
change
very similar products.
Yeah.
COD Blops 2.
COD Blops 2. What else? I put this on because it's really weird.
I like weird.
WALL-E was just released. based on the Pixar animated film for the PlayStation 3 on PSN.
What?
And this is a port of the PS2 game that they're putting out on PSN for some reason, downloadably.
Now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so I don't know why they. I don't know why someone.
I saw that in the clearance rack of the old crap at Kmart.
Yeah, I did too. The DS version or whatever. I'm not sure why someone at Sony or Disney or both decided that this should be a thing that would happen.
That's really weird.
That is really weird.
But it's on there, and I think it's kind of interesting because the week before, which I didn't actually add to the list, but I remember looking it up when I was like checking out stuff that had just come out. They put out a Meet the Robinsons port of the PS2 game that they had released for that on PSN.
How many real PS2 games are on PSN?
There's a handful. They add one once in a while.
There seem to be a lot more PS1 generally.
Yeah, there's a lot of PS1 games and like
some PSP.
Most
like
PSP games probably at this point, and a weird like tiny handful of PS2 games.
Is Shadow of Colossus one of them?
I don't know. I think they have that HD collection that has like that and Ico.
Too busy doing that instead of making The Last Guardian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Boom!
Oh, dang. Shots fired.
Yep.
So yeah, I think that I just would love to know who decided to do that. Like, who made the business decision? Like, all right,
you know
we're
what's hot and popular?
You know,
Wally.
Meet the Robinsons.
Meet the Robinsons.
A movie
that with a chance
of
meatballs.
Exactly, a movie that no one should remember.
Oh,
I don't remember that movie's
cute. It's really cute.
I haven't actually seen it. I'm just being critical for no reason.
It's cute.
Maybe it's fine.
It's not amazing, but it's cute. It's a good time.
Mm-hmm. But I like, on some level, I think that's cool because I wish that would happen with every game.
Yeah,
like the place where people who are pirating games, I hope like always continue to do that. Is that I'm glad that someone, no matter who it is archiving like every game ever made.
Yep.
Like I'm glad there's a way to go.
Nothing
if you want,
will get lost.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to find some video game, no matter how shitty or obscure, someone on the internet has archived that for you.
It's true,
and it is cool to have that like level of history maintained.
It's unfortunate there's not some greater body like really.
Yeah, well, that's
that.
That's where I would like as I'm assuming we'll continue to get like further and further apart from like console
warehouse.
Generation releases, and as the hardware probably gets more and more similar. Like since they're basically PCs this generation, I bet any subsequent consoles that do get released are basically just more powerful PCs. Like since the hardware will probably be pretty consistent, I kind of hope that just over time, sort of every single game that is ever released gets slowly added to this large digital archive of like all the games that have ever been made. It's like
even
the video game historical utopia.
Yeah, just like for history's sake, like even like the really crappy ones, you got to see. Like,
well, my kids are growing up. I can make them play games in the same order that I did.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like even like you said, even old shitty games, like you can see either like. They can be used examples of like things not to do in design,
yeah,
or they can just be used as snapshots of like an era,
yeah.
Like stuff like that, like a Wally game or a Meet the Robinsons game. Like that stuff's literally not happening now, like 10 years later or whatever. Like there was a time where they were putting all these movie licensed games, and they were all really bad for the most part.
That's like my memory of the Wii. It's just an entire collection of games, like
carnival games.
Yeah.
It's
because no one knew what to do with the motion control.
So yeah,
once there were 150 million Wiis sold, every
that
company
too.
Wanted to make anything they could as a Wii game.
So yeah, that's
shovelware.
That stuff's all out now, and I just thought that was kind of interesting for that reason. Other stuff that's coming out in the next like week and a half, the expansion to that Persona 4 fighting game, Persona 4 Arena Ultimax is coming out.
That's a good name.
That's cool.
It is a good name. It's got something suplex.
Love Max.
Is it on the 4 or 3?
The consoles?
Yeah.
It's last previous gen.
It is 3, okay. I don't know.
PS3,
I don't know why I saw it. I could have sworn I saw it on the PS4, but I'm probably just misreading things.
Yeah, so that's coming out. That'll probably be cool. Mm-hmm. Forza Horizon 2 is coming out on Xbox platforms, which I actually like that other game. I don't know what it is with me and driving games, but, like, sometimes I just really like to play a driving game and just kind of zone out and drive.
Is that playing
Burnout
go from
A to B.
One time?
Yeah.
Is that what you made me play?
Yeah.
You were playing it, and I just picked it up, and
Burnout's
was just like
good.
Running into things.
The game's
it was great.
Awesome. It's great.
Drivatars.
Yeah.
Crazy Taxi.
Cruising World.
Cruising USA.
Yep. Burnout games are wonderful. They're very well made. But yeah, that this game was like kind of in between something like that and like an actual like legit racing game. It was more arcadey than like, it wasn't a simulation. You're not like tweaking like your tires and your,
I don't think I could do a like, car
putting
simulation
in different
game.
Shocks and shit like that. No, I have no patience for any of that nonsense. I just want to
like
load it up.
RPGs for car junkies.
Car
junkies. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Yeah. If I were a car dude, I would love that shit. Mm-hmm.
Car JRPG.
So
yeah, because like the Forza Horizon,
cars.
Like I said, this is the second one. The Forza Horizon games are basically like a side, like a spinoff of the core Forza games, which are like, they're basically like Gran Turismo, but even more fetishistic to a certain point. Like, there's modes in like the core Forza games where you literally just load up the car model and you just stare at it. Like, you just move the camera around it, you can open the doors and look at the cockpit,
that's
and open
so
the hood
funny.
And look at the engine, mm-hmm. and that's all you do in that mode. You just look at this car and admire it.
It's like being rich, but you're not.
Yeah, exactly. It's like being Jay Leno, except you're funnier.
Oh!
More shots being fired.
Wow, damn. I agree entirely.
I'm not going to disagree with that. That's
I don't
fine.
Think anyone's disagreeing with it. Not
take
here
that,
anyway.
Take that, Jay Leno.
Jay Leno, if you're listening to this, we're not sorry.
Yep.
Sorry, not sorry.
Oh.
This is for Conan.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Paid for or not, that his Smash Brothers thing that he did over E3 was really
that was pretty
funny.
That was good.
It was very entertaining.
It was good.
I must not. Did I? I don't think I saw that.
We'll have to watch it.
I've definitely read that he knows more about Smash and Nintendo history and video games than he let on in that video.
He played it real well.
Yeah, maybe watch that video right after this.
Okay.
It's not very long.
That's fine. Yeah.
And the only other two things on this list are Middle of Earth: Shadow of Mordor. That's coming out. I don't really know very little about it other than it's getting pretty decent reviews and it's kind of like a Batman Arkham Asylum style combat system in a Lord of the Rings game.
Swear to me.
Yep. Yeah, that's
gritty
how it's
hobbits.
Legolas hanging dwarves off of like towers, threatening them for information. That's exactly what that game is. You figured it out. Congratulations.
Cracks
would
the code.
Buy.
Yep. And then obviously Super Smash Brothers for the 3DS is coming out October 3rd. So that will be out before we record our next show.
Yeah, whenever that might be.
Someday.
Someday. Maybe.
Someday. Yeah. Someday.
We'll see. And that's all I have, I think, as far as new releases.
Dems are the games.
Video games. There are a lot of things on that list that will probably be even more in the weeks to come. This is the time where video games come out.
Yeah, sure is. We're like directly in the middle of one of the greatest video game seasons in a while.
Yep. Yeah, I didn't actually add that to the news list, but like GameStop is hiring more temp holiday help than they've ever hired in history. They're hiring like 25,000 people for like a 2-month span. So people are selling and buying and playing video games, and that's never a bad thing.
Good for you. Good for all of you.
But what is a bad thing is that they're shopping at GameStop.
Yeah, stop going to GameStop.
Well,
I actually have to
go
to GameStop later this year to get Tales of Hearts because it's only coming out there, and I don't want
to
download it.
There you go. Yeah, buy a used copy.
I would much rather go and get a new one. I will take it upon myself to walk into the GameStop and get it.
I'm scummy. I don't buy new games.
Scumbag.
Sometimes you have to.
Sometimes.
Microsoft hates me.
Aww.
I'm sorry.
Sony's all right with me though.
Came around. Very cool. Yeah, I think that'll probably do it for the show. Anyone got anything else to add to go out on?
I gotta pee.
Good. Not yet. Give me another minute or two.
All right, you got 2 minutes.
Hold it.
Okay. All right.
The
yeah,
new Dragon Ball Z card game, I believe, is October 4th.
14th, I thought.
Okay.
I thought it was a
it's
little
coming.
Later
or something like it's, yeah, like
I
2 weeks.
We need to talk about
I
that
care
now.
A little bit less each day.
Something like that.
But the full checklist came
we will
out.
Inevitably be talking about it sometime after
it's
released.
Oh, that'll be my favorite podcast.
Sorry,
Larry.
you can just not participate if you'd like.
I'll just play Theater with me the entire time.
There you go.
Hold it right up to the microphone.
Or Smash
I'll play
Bros.
Destiny while participating. Like, I'll just set up a monitor over
uh-huh.
there and just be like, oh,
we'll turn your headset actually on so you're actually hearing the podcast in here. And then talking through the little
idea.
Like headset mic, it'll be great. You can be over
awesome.
There. Bye.
They did announce that Tokyo Game Show 2, another Dragon Ball Z game. It doesn't actually have a Z in the title. It's called Dragon Ball like Xenophobia or
that
something.
That is a Z in the title.
I don't think it's xenophobia.
It's not xenophobia, but it's like an
something.
It uses
Xenoverse.
An X and like the rest of the world
Xenoverse.
In place of the Z. Xenoverse. Right. That's actually what it's called.
Wait, really?
I saw the trailer.
That's actually what it's called. I really wish it was Xenophobia. Turn the implied Saiyan racism into overt
Saiyan racism. There's a lot of extinguishing of races in that show.
Oh, God. All right. Well, on that note.
Let's call it.
Yeah. So, for you can obviously check us out on our website, CubeCornGames.com. Still find us on iTunes.
Yeah.
You can load up the iTunes store and search for CubeCorn Games. And if you guys want to send us any questions, comments, anything like that, you can
still
send
that. Still haven't gotten any
emails. Still waiting for our first one. Yeah.
Inbox. Send us art.
Send us our art.
Pickens.
Yeah, Pickens, if you want to send us art. You can still like hit us up on Twitter or
we'll
send things to podcast@cubicorngames.com. And that's going to do it for this episode of the show.
Yep.
So
we haven't said Max Williams yet.
There you go.
There we go.
We didn't say it at all in the last podcast.
You gave him a obligatory
shout out. No, I'm pretty sure there was a shout out at some point.
I don't believe it.
He's half our user base.
There you go. Yep.
Half the install base.
Basically.
So we got to keep him happy.
That's right.
Placate.
Shout out to Max Williams.
Now we're going overboard.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much.
Anyway.
Yep. So for myself, Lorraine, Phil, and Kyle.
Don't talk for me.
Damn.
Send a
prayer. You can talk for me.
Lorraine,
you
take us out.
Thinking.
Huh?
You take us out.
Thanks for listening to the Cubicorn Games podcast. We will hear you guys. We will talk to you guys next time.
Happy birthday, Wade.
Bye.
Happy birthday.